It's time for high school football coverage on Candleland Radio. All the big plays, touchdowns, defensive stops, all right here on Candleland Radio. The atmosphere's picking up, the teams have hit the field, and we head to the action live at the field with high school football coverage on Candleland Radio.
Well, it's finally here. It's high school football, and we are back for week one on the MSC Sports Radio Network. And we got a dandy Crittenden Prophet. He'll join us here later on in the pregame. Jackson Heights and Riverside. This one is a massive game inside the Northeast Kansas League to kick off the 2025 high school football season. Kirk Kilman, our studio producers, we get you set for tonight's contest. Riverside last year, a 7-win team. Their only loss in league play were to the Jackson Heights Cobras in week one. That was a 35-7 Jackson Heights win. But third quarter in that game, it was a 12-7 margin. And at one point, Riverside had the ball, chance to take the lead. Could not do so. Cobras, they capitalized on a few mistakes by Riverside. Blew that one out late in that game. Riverside would go on to win 7, get to the playoffs, and lose to Pitt Colgan to eliminate them from the postseason. Bryce Payton is back for his 7th season at the helm. And this team has huge expectations, bringing back 20 letter winners, 8 returning starters on offense, and the Cyclones have the luxury of 11, that's all of them, 11 returning starters on the defensive side. For Jackson Heights, they were one of the best teams in 2024. They won both the league and district championships, and they were prime and on their way to maybe a state championship game. Well, a 3-score lead with 6 minutes to go at home against Rossville in the sectional round was not enough. It was one of the wildest games we had seen in some time, but Rossville rallied, got the win. And at that point, Jackson Heights undefeated at 10-0. Their season abruptly ended with a 10-1 campaign. Cobras have one of the best quarterbacks back. They got Caleb Wick at the helm. And Jackson Heights and Riverside, supremacy on the line, at least after 1 week inside the Northeast Kansas League. We mentioned the 35-7 final. Jackson Heights a year ago, these two teams have split 4 meetings since 2011. Cyclones, 2 wins against Jackson Heights in that stretch. Got to go back to 2011 and 2022. Our game tonight is brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Coming up on the pregame show, you'll hear my conversation with both head coaches. It'll start with Bryce Payton. Caleb Wick will follow, and then we are getting that much closer to the start of the high school football season. Excited to bring it to you. Coaches' interviews, more pregame. We're getting you set. Jackson Heights and Riverside, and our pregame coverage continues after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Looking for the ultimate chill, gaming night, or family movie marathon? Rainbow's got you covered. Get half off internet for 3 months while enjoying the whole vibe, whether you're scrolling under the stars, gaming with your squad, or streaming with the fam. That's 50% off blazing fast internet, only from Rainbow. Call 800-892-0163 or visit rainbowtel.net to sign up today. Some restrictions apply.
Pre-game coverage continues for our first game of the football season here on KNCA. It's Jackson Heights hosting Riverside. We've got Bryce Payden on the horn here a couple of minutes. Again, our game tonight is brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services right here in Northeast Kansas. Coach, excited to get this one going here tonight at Jackson Heights. I guess, how we feeling? Just simple question here. How we feeling about the squad going into this game tonight?
Pretty good. You know, as good as you can be. You know, week ones are always challenging because, you know, everything looks, you know, good and on paper, and everything looks good days in practice, and you just aren't sure how it will translate to a Friday night until we get there. But I think our kids are ready. I think they're excited. You know, I think our kids have been much more focused going into this year, and I think it's maybe a lot to do with not as much learning. It's just kind of drilling and repping things out to kind of get it the way we want it. And we've got some young kids that are really stepping up vocally too, and being able to step into some of those positions. So looking forward to it, and I think should be a good one.
You know, we talked earlier in the week during our locker room chat, you highlighted a few players that you were excited for seeing here, you know, in this opener here at Jackson Heights. But one guy we didn't mention was your quarterback in Beckham Griffin. You know, you've seen this kid from the ground up, you know, stepping in. A lot of these kids, really, not just him, have been playing, you know, legitimate minutes since their freshman year. How excited are you for your senior quarterback, Beckham Griffin, and just the transformation you have seen from him from that freshman campaign to where we are now?
Right. I mean, in him, along with so many others that have just grown into their roles, and I think he's done a good job, and I think he is putting work in, and I think he's getting to where we need to be, and I think he really learned, you know, later in the year to run behind his pads and use him a little bit more in running, effectively running, and kind of getting that dynamic of a running quarterback and a threat, that you get an extra guy blocking for him. So there's lots of things, and I think he's throwing the ball well, and he's understanding defenses a little bit better. So I think it's good, and he's matured along with so many others, just physically and mentally, and becoming a leader of our team over these last 4 years.
Yeah, another player you mentioned earlier in the week was Mason Hayes and what he can do maybe dynamically, you know, in the offensive scheme. But how about Elijah Moore at running back? You know, a near 1,000-yard rusher a year ago, big body, and certainly a guy that's going to be tough to bring down. You know, what do you see from him, and just kind of the expectations for Elijah Moore back there?
Well, Elijah, he'll be ready to go. He's such a fun kid, and always a smile on his face, and so I think he's going to be juiced up. He's going to be ready to go. He's a good running back, and it's great to have him and Mason as a 1-2 punch. And Mason's going to play all over the place and get reps everywhere. But Elijah's going to have a good year, I think, and hopefully we can open up some holes for him.
Yeah, certainly a lot of guys playing both sides of the ball as we kind of transition to the other side defensively, bringing back all 11 starters on defense. You guys gave up under 16 points a game last season. I'm sure the expectations are high for not just you and your coaching perspective, but from the players as well. I'm sure this group is geared up and ready to go on that side of the ball.
Right. I completely agree. They understand the expectation and what their jobs are, and to do them correctly, and to only focus on theirs, try not to do others. And that's when we always got in trouble, was when guys are trying to help somebody else, and then they get a little lackadaisical in their own thing. So we've been working on staying disciplined in our assignments and doing what we're supposed to do, and then that collectively helps everybody else. So we've got a great group, and I think if everybody does their job, I think we'll be fine this year defensively.
Talking with Riverside football coach here, Bryce Payden, a few more minutes. We're getting you set for our week one tilt on KNZA here at Jackson Heights as they're taking on Riverside. Well, let's talk about this Cobras team. They marched through the Northeast Kansas League a year ago. They make a magical run into the postseason, but they lost their game in the playoffs to Rossville in just a wild way. It was one of the more crazy endings we have seen in a playoff game in some time, but just like you guys geared up and ready to go, I would think on the other side, Coach Wick and his team, or his coaches, have this team geared up and ready to go, and they're certainly, again, one of the top teams in the state.
Oh, you're exactly right. They've got motivation for it being week one. They got motivation for, you know, the toughest game that they had on their, you know, against them last year, in us, and then just motivation from what happened in the playoffs, you know, and that's one of those things where they were in control the entire game, and that stuff just, you know, a bounce here and a bounce there, and that is football, you know, and you get a bounce here or a bounce there for you or against you, and it can flip the outcome, just like that. So, yeah, they're going to come in, they're going to be ready to go, and they're going to have a veteran group too. So, you know, they've got some returning kids as well, in key positions, I would say. And Coach Wick's going to, you know, I'm sure he had a great summer with them, and they're going to be ready to go, and they're going to be hitting on all cylinders. So, it's going to be a tough matchup for sure. And hopefully it's a good one too.
Yeah, they have an elite quarterback, Drake Mellies. I certainly don't have to tell you about that. What do you got to do to stop him? Keep him contained.
Yeah. And you know, kind of looking back last year, you know, I felt like, you know, we struggled on everything else first. You know, we struggled doing, stopping everything else. And then when we adjusted to that, you know, he kind of went nuts. So, you know, we definitely have to be aware of where 15 is and where he's at on the field and things that can come off of, all their plays. So, they do a good job offensively scheming stuff up and keeping defenses on their toes. So that's what we've been trying to do all week or last couple weeks and, you know, keeping our defense on their toes and thinking like them. So they've got a good staff and they're going to be ready to go and they're going to have plenty of game plan ready to go for us.
A lot of eyes are going to be on this game for sure Friday night, or I should say tonight, but nonetheless, give us a few key factors in this game. What's it going to take to go on the road, hostile environment, you know, top-tier teams in this league? What's it going to take to come out on top here at Jackson Heights tonight in week one?
You know, start fast. That was our Achilles heel last year was, you know, not starting great on offense, penalties early, not undisciplined on offense, and then defensively we held our own, especially in this game. You know, I think it was 6-0 at halftime or 7-6 into the third quarter. So, or going into the third quarter. So yeah, it's going to be a tight game. Our kids got to understand that. And I'd say both teams and both coaches are going to be stressing to their team that, you have to handle adversity. So if that's against us, then how we respond, is going to be crucial and know that we can play with these guys. So, our kids are looking forward to it and, we just got to minimize the mistakes and stay disciplined.
Well, we're finally here. High school football is back, and a fantastic matchup here on KNCA in week one, Riverside at Jackson Heights, getting closer and closer to the kickoff here tonight. Bryce Payton joining us, Cyclones football coach. Thanks again for all the time this week. Good luck tonight, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate everything, man.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Buying or selling a home? Don't do it alone. Work with someone who knows the market inside and out. I'm Sarah Fox, Stone & Story Real Estate, and I specialize in helping people just like you find their dream home or receive top dollar when it's time to sell. From first tours to closing day, your continued leader in the industry in marketing and service, I'll guide you every step of the way with local expertise, proven results, and service you can trust as you have for over 20 years. Sarah Fox team, find us online.
Our pregame coverage continues here for week one of high school football on KNZA. Excited to be at Jackson Heights tonight as the Cobras play host to the Riverside Cyclones in Northeast Kansas League play. And we're joined now by the Cobras head coach, Caleb Wick, here for a few minutes, getting you geared up for this one here tonight. Coach, thanks again for the time. I'm sure your team is very juiced up and excited to get 2025 started.
For sure. You know, last week we had that jamboree at Mission Valley, and it was a very competitive jamboree with Roll Valley, Osage City, and Mission Valley. So hopefully that prepped us for tonight's game. But, you know, going into tonight's game where it's going to be a great hard-nosed football game, and it's always to start off the season with a hard game, and there's no better team right now on the schedule than Riverside. And, you know, they come back with a lot of people from last year's team, you know, that 7-3 team, and their only three losses are to us, Centralia, and Pittsburgh Colgan, which arguably would be the, you know, in the top eight of the whole entire state last year. So it's going to be a tall task for us tonight, and we're going to have to, you know, execute and definitely stick to the game plan.
Yeah, certainly high expectations for both teams, no doubt about it. But on the other side, yes, the winner is going to have a leg up in terms of the league standings, but at the same time, win or lose, both coaches, and I'm sure the players, know as well, this is not a game that's going to define your season at the end of the day.
For sure, for sure. Like I said, it's going to be a great litmus test for us, but like you said, it's game one. And, you know, let's not put the horse in front of the cart right now, or the cart in front of the horse right now. You know, we got to build from it. You know, win or lose, we got seven more games on the schedule to, you know, get better, and then hopefully by the end of the season be playing our best football. But there's no better time of the year. You know, it's finally here. It seems like it's a week late. I don't think there's ever been a time in my coaching career that KU and K-State have played two games already, and the Chiefs have already played playing the same night as we are.
Yeah.
So it's definitely different for us, but, you know, like I said, you couldn't ask for a better night tonight. Beautiful weather, probably going to be a great crowd, playoff atmosphere, so hopefully the kids are ready to go.
I want to start with Drake Mellies. He enters here his senior season, elite quarterback, one of the best in the state. How excited are you for his senior year and just kind of the expectations for your signal caller?
You know, we're all excited. I think the community's excited. You know, they all saw what he did last year. And, you know, this year it's more of a team-first thing. You know, I wouldn't say he was selfish last year by any means, but I feel like we have more weapons this year on the outside that we can, you know, put into the game plan. You know, we got Ian Allen out there now. We bring back Austin Zeller. Sir Peek's going to, you know, he took a step here in the summer. And also Cooper Hewitt there on the outside. And we're also bringing in Tatum Eisenbarth, a freshman that – we haven't had that kind of speed before, you know, on the outside. He ran, I think, 11.5s, 11.4s as a freshman last year, and he reminds me a lot of his older brother, Titus Eisenbarth, you know, a huge senior season last year that we had that we lost this year, and hopefully he can fill those shoes.
Yeah, you're bringing back some good players at all levels, but maybe one of the biggest groups where maybe the most change, or at least some pretty significant change, you lose three senior offensive linemen to graduation. You know, how's that group kind of gelled and just kind of, you know, the mix there with some guys returning and some guys maybe stepping up for the first time?
Yeah, it's, and, you know, our team mantra is just, you know, unselfish play, team first. And Tegan Balhae's a great example of that. You know, he played wide out last year for us, and now he's moved down to the tackle spot and has been doing an unbelievable job there. And we're breaking in a couple new on the left side of the line with Braden Ennis and Michael Robertson, and also Eli Wisdom will get cracks there at the left tackle spot. And Eli played tight end last year for us and then broke his ankle against Riverside in the JV game and didn't really get a play much the rest of the season. So hopefully those two can step up, but we know those are going to be growing pains, and we know it's a course of the whole season. It's not a sprint. It's a, you know, a slow jog, so to speak, during the course of the season. So hopefully we're just working on getting better each and every practice and each and every game, and this is the first step.
A couple more minutes here with Caleb Wigg, Jackson Heights football coach, getting you set for our week one matchup here on KNZA, Jackson Heights hosting Riverside. Well, let's talk about the Cyclones. 35-7, the final last season. In the opener, you guys take it down. I'm sure they're just as hungry as you guys to get going, but what stands out the most about this Cyclones team specifically you're going to see here tonight?
Yeah, so they really remind me of us last year. You know, the previous year we went 8-2, and they, you know, last year they went 7-3, and then we brought back a lot of people, and you saw the 10-1 season we had last year, and I think Riverside has the, you know, the effectiveness to just get on that same level. You know, whenever you're bringing back most of your offensive line and all of your skill positions, you know, quarterback, running back, and all their wideouts, they got speed, they got skill on the edge, they got big offensive linemen, they have a massive running back. So whenever you're able to run the ball downhill and get, you know, second and shorts, third and shorts, it opens up the playbook for you. And, you know, I have nothing but good things to say about Coach Payton. He's done an amazing job there at Riverside. Since they dropped to 1A, since we've been playing them year in and year out, and it's been a great addition to our league, and they made our league very, very competitive from top to bottom. And like I said, there's everything on film that we've seen on them last year. They're just a solid football team. And speaking about the game last year, yeah, it was 35-7, but there was like 10 minutes left to go in the third quarter. It was 12-7, and they had the ball at midfield. So, you know, it was a one possession game and they made a couple mistakes I don't think they'll make this year. And we took advantage of those mistakes and had a couple big plays at the end, but that was definitely a closer game than the scoreboard indicated, and I expect nothing different tonight.
What's one area maybe that Riverside does well that could cause some issues for your team tonight?
Just running downhill. You know, we saw it in the Jamboree a little bit with Royal Valley running downhill wishbone right at us, and then you go to a spread team with Osage City, but they really like to, you know, go right at you. They like the physical brand of football, but then also they can use the speed on the jet sweeps and lull you to sleep a little bit and then get you on the outside with a long pass play. So, you know, we really have to be fundamentally sound tonight in all of our assignments, because we know if we make one mistake, they can take it the distance. So that's really what we're harping for the kids, and gang tackling as well, because their back may be the biggest back we play against this year with Elijah. And, you know, he's a load. He's tough to bring down. He runs hard and, you know, he finishes plays. He's always falling forward. So that's something we definitely have to take to the game as well, as just game tackling.
Finally, Coach, appreciate the time as always. You might have touched up on some of it a little bit there, but give us a few keys to get a win here tonight.
You know, special teams is always that hidden gem to the game. You know, if it's a punt return or a kickoff return or even a blunder on the special teams units, but I think special teams will be key. And, you know, every coach is going to say you have to win the turnover battle, and those are some key aspects to the game. But for us, it's this execution. You know, we get to these week one games and, you know, you might be a step slow here or a step slow there because you're thinking and not really just going out there and playing fast physical football. So that'll be a key as well, as just who can execute the best in week one.
There it is. Jackson Heights football coach Caleb Wick joining us. We're set for week one and inching closer to kickoff tonight. Jackson Heights playing host to Riverside right here on KNZA. We'll have more from the field after a timeout. Coach, thanks again. Appreciate it. Good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
We got more after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rebates. Rebates. Get your rebates here.
That's right. Wilson Tire is serving up hot deals all season long. Slide into savings with rebates on top tire brands.
Rebates. Rebates. You can't drive without them.
Matt and Terry are in the dugout and ready to help you knock your tire troubles out of the park. Call Wilson Tire today at 785-362-TIRE. Wilson Tire, where rebates are always in season.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We're back and ready to go, moments away from the opening kick. Week one of high school football on KNCA alongside Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tadman with you. Game tonight brought to you by Rainbow Communications. You can find them online, rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Top two teams last year in the Northeast Kansas League, Crendon, the captains are on the field, about to determine who's going to get the ball first, but man, we've been waiting a long time. And finally, we're back on the gridiron, week one of high school football.
I'll tell you what, this game really comes down to the opening possession between these two teams. I mean, we talk about two of the best teams, arguably, in this Northeast Kansas League, and they have a chance to show it out on the gridiron day to day. They both got great quarterbacks who can throw the ball, but they can also extend it with their legs. Really, I mean, we're going to see all the length of the field used tonight from both these teams.
Well, you mentioned two great quarterbacks, two great senior quarterbacks who have been doing it for a number of years. Let's start with Riverside, Beckham Griffin.
Yeah, Beckham Griffin, he's a great quarterback. Seen him, you know, kind of during the summer season there through baseball, but now here coming into football, he's a great athlete. We've seen his arm here again, 6'2", 295 pounds senior in 2024. He had a 54% completion rating, completing 59 of his passes. He had nearly 1,000 yards passing with 12 touchdowns to 8 interceptions. But on the ground again, 79 carries, 383 yards, 3 touchdowns, the second team all-league in the specialist department. But again, Drake Melly's, look at his accolades. He's also a quarterback who has got so much talent on him. He averaged 100 yards a game himself. He had 14 rushing touchdowns. He threw for over 1,000 yards and threw for 17 touchdowns, just one interception.
Well, what do you think about this? Riverside, they win the toss, and they're taking the ball first. Bryce Payton confident in his offense here early.
No, and I just said it right there. It's about the first possession. It's about that opening drive, setting its tone. This Cobra team scored 53 points a game last season. They had a record scoring about 583 points total last season. You know, this is a team that's coming off a high when it comes to points per game, their offense production. If you're Riverside, you want to force that issue. You want to be that team that scores first, because Jackson Heights, they limited teams only 50 yards a carry or 50 yards a game last season. Riverside, they want to come down and they want to work that field right off the get-go.
Two teams that have certain goals and certain expectations entering 2025, and a banger to start here on KNZA alongside the Cobra Channel as well, courtesy of MSC Sports. Jackson Heights, the home team, they'll be on defense first in the all-green tops and bottoms with the gold helmets and the white numerals, or I should say the white trim around the gold numerals and lettering. Road uniforms for the Cyclones, they are all white. They have their Carolina blue numerals and lettering with some white, blue, and black trim across the board. The opening kickoff here at Jackson Heights, it's brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial and Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Jackson Heights to tee it up at the 40-yard line between the hash marks. Riverside's first possession here in tonight's game. It'll be as we stand in the press box from right to left. Real quick before the kick, keys to tonight's game.
Well, no offense, I don't think they want to start. Riverside wants a Carolina-like start here in this game. I think they want to try to come out and they want to get a scoring drive here going. Again, it's about limiting this Cobra offense for Riverside. It's about getting themselves going, limiting mistakes. Last year was all about mistakes. Jackson Heights, find your running back, find that production. Drake Melles has to be able to get outside the pocket.
Here it is. Austin Zeller boots it from left to right. The return at the 5-yard line. This is Tyzell Harrington. Angles left, 20, across the 25, and he's upended about the 27-yard line. First drive for Riverside here in 2025. First and 10, right to left they move from, again, the own, I should say, 27-yard line.
Yeah, not bad strike position here early on for the Riverside Cyclones. Of course, I mean, they're going to work a great depth of this field. I said, you know, in the pregame that Jackson Heights average is only allowing 50 yards a game from last season. So, again, Riverside, they want a good starting drive here, and they got a great quarterback in Griffin, and they got a big running back in Elijah Moore to try to insert that running game early on.
Beckham Griffin, the 6'2 senior quarterback, he is in the shotgun set. Elijah Moore, the senior running back, is tucked up to his right. Two receivers split far side right, also two to the left side near. It's going to be a quarterback keeper and a lot of room right up the middle, but then upended across the 30 to the 31-yard line. That's going to be a gain of about 4, and a good start for Griffin there. Positive yards to the 31, second down and 6 coming up.
I mentioned that early on, Beckham Griffin, he can extend the game with his legs. We just saw that on the opening play. But also keep out for that big guy in the backfield also and Moore.
Now trips right. Elijah Moore behind him in the pistol set. They go Elijah Moore right up the middle, and he bullies his way for a couple of yards. He'll be shy of the 35 between the hash marks. He will be limited to a 3-yard gain, and it's going to bring up third down and 3. Big opportunity for the Cobra defense.
Yeah, huge opportunity here for the stop, and there's a lot of great defensive linemen down there that can try to make this stop. Serpi, Galata, Zeller, you bring back a lot of great experience on that defensive line here for the Cobras.
Third down and 3, ball at the 34-yard line. We're just over a minute gone by in the opening quarter. It's going to be a fake reverse. Griffin's going to keep it himself. He's got to make somebody miss. He cannot do so, and down he goes. He is brought down by the junior linebacker, Brody Browning, for no gain, maybe a half yard at best. But KP, the Cyclones, fourth down in a short 2.5.
Yeah, all it is was the running game right there for the Riverside Cyclones. They just weren't able to extend it like they wanted to. They ran a great fake with the motion just to try to get a different look from the defense. But Jackson Heights playing sound, playing quick. Great tackle there. He's mentioned by Brody Browning.
90 seconds gone by. Let's see what Riverside wants to do. Fourth down and 2 at the 35-yard line. No score, just getting going. Beckham Griffin under center. He's got an eye set, trying to get a man to move. and a near jump by that defensive line. They are going to go for it. They give it up the middle, and there is a wall of Cobras who stuff it at the line of scrimmage, and it's going to be a turnover on down.
Yeah, and I just mentioned it, that, you know, that defensive penetration that can come through for Jackson Knights. Austin Jeller is the first one to jump up, flex the arm straight down for the Cobras in celebration, and that's exactly the start that Jackson Heights wants, and that is the start that Riverside did not want with their offense turning the ball over on their first drive.
A turnover on downs, a quick four plays and out, and now Jackson Heights will have it with 10:08 to go, no score, opening quarter at the Riverside 35-yard line. A senior quarterback, Drake Mellies, over 1,000 passing yards, over 1,000 rushing yards last season, elite in the state. His first snap of 2025. He'll roll out to his left. Here comes the rush. He slips a little bit, and down he goes at midfield, and the ball nearly popped out, but he scampered back on top of it. Crendon, this is going to be an 18-yard loss back to their own 47-yard line.
I mentioned in the pregame, what Mellies has to do, he has to be able to extend and escape the pocket, because that's where a lot of that pressure is going to come from the outside, from those Cyclones defenders. You got great defensive linemen and Sean Felder and Elijah Moore that can come and make that penetration and pressure. And right there, that was a key example where they were able to collapse in on Mellies.
Going in the wrong direction on the opening play. It's an 18-yard loss. Second down and 28, back at the 47-yard line of Jackson Heights. Ball between the hash marks, no score, 9.5 minutes, clock moving first quarter. Drake Mellies on the keeper right, following his block. He'll get back to midfield, shed one tackle, and gets inside the 45. So positive there. Now a little bit extra movement after the out-of-bounds hit, but no flag being thrown. It'll be to the 42-yard line, so it's a gain of 11 yards, gets a little bit of it back, but still third and a long way to go.
Yeah, and that's just great exterior blocking right there by Jackson Heights. That you saw Hewitt as well as Brody Browning, skill position players and guys that are able to get down outside the hash marks and make those blocks down the field to regain some of that yardage from that big loss.
So it's third down and 17 after Mellies got 11 of that yardage back to the Riverside 42, and now some movement up front. We get our first penalty in tonight's game, and this might cost the Cyclones 5 yards.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate there for Riverside. I mean, defensively, you got to a great start with 18 loss on Drake Mellies. Already here, you give up a big gain, a 10-yard gain, and now here you're going to add on an additional 5 yards from the approachment, and that brings you now to a third down and 13, very manageable from this Cobra offense.
Third down and 13 at the 38-yard line. 9:15, clock stops here, opening quarter, no score. First drive of the game for Jackson Heights. They started their drive by taking an 18-yard sack, but trying to somehow miraculously move the chains here on third and long. Mellies looking near sideline at his head coach, Caleb Wick. Ball near side hash mark inside the 40. And some movement, and now a give to the running back. That's Brody Browning, who made a nice play defensively. He gets just 2 yards, so a simple run play on third and long. That's going to bring up fourth down and 11 outside the 35 at the 36. Interesting time here for Jackson Heights offense.
I'm definitely going to say not a great one that you want. I'm really impressed there that there wasn't a flag called on that early start by the running back there. But again, 2 yard carry here. It's a manageable distance here, fourth and 11. I mean, not too manageable, but when you think about the Cobra offense, I mean, they're probably going to come out here and look to go for it, and they come out in the empty.
They come out in the empty set. You got Seller, very intriguing college prospect, tucked up right side of that line. Two receivers each way. Mellies on fourth and long. In the pocket, has some time. He lofts it high in the air. It is a jump ball near the goal line. Tipped up and incomplete. And it's going to be a turnover on down. So both teams off to good starts on the defensive side.
Yeah, right there. He was a throw to Titan Eisenbart. It's a 5'6", 160-pound senior. But honestly, there was a big open receiver down the field at Austin Zell, the tight end. Again, he was a guy who's got a lot of looks and recruits looking at him. And, you know, I would have really liked to have seen that ball kind of go down that field, extended on that deep route that Zeller was going on. But unfortunately, just a mystery to the outside.
So not quite. 4 minutes into this game, both teams have turned it over on down. Second offensive possession for Riverside. First and 10 at their own 36. Moving from right to left. No score. Opening quarter. Here's Elijah Moore. Right up the middle. Angles right. Falls forward. He'll be shy of the 40. And kind of crawls this way. Maybe trying to sneak a couple extra yards in there. The official saying he was down. So Elijah Moore, gain of about 2, maybe 3 at best. We'll call it second down and 8.
Yeah, and Riverside, again, they're not going to shy away from the run. Yes, they run four straight times, and it resulted in turnover downs, but this is a team that's got a really great back, Elijah Moore, in the backfield, and they got a great quarterback who's able to extend plays off of his legs in Griffin.
Tyzel Harrington, the lone receiver, tucked up near side left. It's going to be Beckham Griffin on a keeper. Can't get away from the muscle, and down he goes in the backfield for a loss of two. Both defenses coming out hot. Chase Doyle in there on the stop.
Yeah, I can't also forget Austin Zeller in there. Again, lots of great defensive penetration here on the interior by Jackson Heights, Riverside. They're going to have to find a way to extend it. I mean, a lot of their better runs there were extended to the outside, just running inside those hash marks. It's looking really hard right now for Cyclones.
Just south of 7.5 minutes to go, opening quarter. No score. Third down and 10, Riverside at their own 36-yard line. Shotgun set for Griffin. Right behind him is Elijah Moore. Spins it in the hands, drops back. Far side of the field, complete for a first down, and bullying his way across midfield into Jackson Heights territory. The biggest play of the game to this point, a pitch and catch to Keegan Hughes, the 6-foot junior wide receiver. That one goes for about 16 yards.
Yeah, inside the Eisenbach defensive back there to make that tackle. And I was going to mention it, but I wanted to save it until it actually happened. And right there it did. A prime example, Jackson Heights, they lose a lot of defensive backs. They lose a lot of corners and safeties. They bring back a lot of that interior and defensive line room. So, you know, if you're Riverside, you really wanted to exploit that secondary area.
5 minutes gone by, no score. First snap offensively for Riverside in Jackson Heights territory. Elijah Moore, he's upended. A late flag comes in from the near side official. He kind of flew into the air over a couple defenders for a gain of 3 yards, but let's see what the penalty is. Our second penalty marker in the first five and change here in this opening quarter. And it's going to be a hold against Riverside. So both penalties here in the opening quarter, KP, against the Cyclones.
Yeah, that first one, that was an encroachment that helped out the Jackson Heights offense. But unfortunately for Jackson Heights, they weren't able to take advantage of it. And here, now another opportunity where Jackson Heights can take advantage of a Riverside penalty. Still a first and distance, though, to go here for the Cyclones.
So it gets back into Riverside territory, officially marked down near hash mark at the 42 of the Cyclones. It is first down and 20. 6:50 clock moving, opening quarter. Top two teams in the NEKL a year ago, scoreless, as we're about to the halfway point. Beckham Griffin breaks the huddle. Elijah Moore right behind him. Two receivers right. And Tyzel Harrington, the lone receiver, left. With Mason Hayes, the tight end, tucked up left side. Griffin staggers the knees. Takes a chest-high snap. Spins it left into the hands of Moore and upended again. Great stick. And that was a nice defensive effort there by Jackson Heights to clear that one up for minimal yardage. Gage Edwards in on the stop. So out to the 42. And officially no gain on the play for Elijah Moore. So 4 carries, 5 yards. So far in this opening a few minutes and change for Elijah Moore, who rushed for nearly 1,000 yards a year ago.
Yeah, and he's a great big back. He's going to run with a lot of power. But Jackson Heights, they also have a lot of hitting power, so they want to try to equal that out.
5:50 clock moving, first quarter. Second down and 20 for the Cyclones at their own 42. And 4 wide receivers set, and it's off the helmet. The ball's on the deck, and a turnover by Riverside. It's fumbled by Griffin, and Austin Zeller scoops it up in our first real turnover of the game, and it's going against the Cyclones. Positivity for Jackson Heights.
Yeah, and talk about Austin Zeller, a player who had 3 fumble recoveries last year, tied with Sir Peak, who also had 3 on the team. Zeller has already been involved in so many defensive plays already in this game, right there, a fumble recovery. But let me tell you, on the offensive side of the ball, the one pass play, he was deep down the field on a deep post. He had a big opportunity to try to make a big catch. I'd like to see a chance for him to get more involved.
5:41 to go, still no score in this opening quarter. It's been a tough start for the offense. It's better starts for the defense. Here is Melly's quarterback keeper, and he is hit immediately in the backfield and brought down by Maddox Mears for no gain on the play. So we'll give him 1 yard with forward progress. So Melly's still trying to get back into positive numbers after taking an 18-yard sack on his first play. Second down and 9 at the 35. We're approaching the final 5 minutes of this opening quarter. No score here at Jackson Heights tonight.
Yeah, it's the Jackson Heights team that lose a great offensive lineman in J.W. Moore. Again, they are trying to, you know, get a new kind of face offensive line in there and in its groove.
Yeah, 3 senior offensive linemen they have to replace from last year's team. Now Melly's in some trouble, scrambling all the way to the far sideline, and he gets wrestled out of bounds. Let's see if he even got back to the line of scrimmage. Boy, the Cyclones defense screaming on all cylinders. And it's going to bring up a third down play once again. And no gain on the play officially there. Maybe a half-yard loss at best. We'll call it third down and a long nine here, Crendon. Both of these first two possessions for Jackson Heights have started inside Riverside territory, and now they're in danger of maybe potentially facing another fourth and long.
Yeah, I think you kind of go right back to that. They're not in quite an empty spread right now, they're showing, but they're showing a very big pass play upcoming.
South of 5 minutes to go. Still looking for our first points. Third and long here. Mellies play action across the middle of the field. Had Zeller open near the 15 and just left it too strong in front of him. And the pass falls incomplete and now fourth down and 10.
Yeah, and I mentioned it on that last time. Zeller was the target that Mellies needed to hit right there. He targeted Zeller on an inside post, but unfortunately the target was not on point.
So fourth down and 10 yards to go at the Riverside 36 at 4:49 to go in this opening quarter. Our first three possessions have been turnover on downs, two of them, and then a fumble by Riverside. So, again, credit the defenses, but the offense is a little sluggish here to start. Fourth down and 10, Riverside looking to get another stop here. Another big play in this opening quarter. Mellies takes a chest high snap, standing at about the 43. Now he's dancing, trying to get away, and now he leaps and tosses it over the middle of the field. It's going to be caught and complete, but well short of the line to gain, and it's going to be another turnover on downs.
Well, I know the Chiefs are playing today. That was a very moment like that that we just saw by Mellies. A jump up, just being tackled, almost brought down through it. Receiver catches it, but again, it doesn't matter. It's still going to be a turnover on downs. The only difference is you see a little bit of different and better field position there on the defensive side if you're Jackson Heights. So it looks like a player is down right now here for Riverside.
I believe that is Maddox Mears, and he is one of these main senior leaders for this Cyclones team. And he is down between the 40 and the 45-yard line. 4:42 to go. No score in this opening quarter here at Jackson Heights tonight. Two teams with, again, very high expectations. But how good have these two defenses looked here so far? Again, two possessions for Riverside, turnover on downs, and then a fumble. First two possessions for Jackson Heights, both being starting in Riverside, or I should say, yep, correct, in Riverside territory. Both coming up empty. Boy, these defenses strong to start.
Yeah, I know we talked about the defensive lines for both sides, but really you also want to give a compliment more so here to Riverside secondary. They're shutting down Jackson Heights' passing game on those, you know, third and long distances, those fourth and long distances. I mean, you got Tyzel Harrington, a 6-foot senior who last year had 36 tackles and an interception. In fact, Keegan Hughes is back there who had 35 tackles and three interceptions back there last year. Can't forget Chase Hewins and Micah Robidoux. I mean, again, just a great secondary that really complements each other, all as defensive returners for this team that is just applying so much pressure to the passing game here for Heights.
Well, again, Maddox Mears, the injured Cyclone, and the body language from up here would say it is not really a great scenario right now as he is being attended to by the coaches and players on one knee. And I hate to see it. We're just barely halfway through the first quarter, a little bit more than halfway through, and you got one of these main senior leaders for this Cyclones team, and Mears, the defensive end, tremendous offensive lineman, all-league a year ago, and just trying to get him up to his feet and getting help back to the sideline. So a early injury for Riverside, and it's a big one with Maddox Mears, and no weights on that right leg.
Yeah, that's a big unfortunate injury. Again, he's a player who last year led the team in sacks with four, tied second with six tackles for a loss at 33 tackles overall in this season. He's a big senior leader who brings so much talent and leadership to that defensive line, and to come out of this game early is going to be a big blow here for Riverside.
Nothing but the best. Maddox Mears, defensive lineman, but also the starting left guard. So we'll see what Riverside does in his absence. 4:42 to go in this opening quarter. No score here at Jackson Heights. Cobras won this matchup a year ago, 35-7. These two teams were the number one and number two ranked teams in this league a season ago. So Riverside starting their third possession of the game at their own 30-yard line. In the shotgun set, Griffin, a belt high snap right up the gut over the left guard where Mears would have been. And Elijah Moore is going to fall forward across the line of scrimmage to the 32 for a gain of two. And that'll bring up second down and eight.
Yeah, taking Bowhey there on the tackle. A big senior leader coming back here for Jackson Heights. He led the team with 60 tackles last year. Second team lead with 60 tackles last year. He's also a second team all-league mention. Expect him to be kind of a first team all-league mention this year.
4:14, clock moving first quarter. Second down and 8 for Riverside at their own 32-yard line, moving from right to left. Griffin in the gun. They're going to toss it on a reverse here. This is Chase Ewens, and he is gobbled up and buried in the backfield. Great pursuit by this Cobras defense. Brody Browning was in there on the stop. Couple of the defensive linemen as well for no gain.
Again, Jackson Heights, they're a very concentrated defense. They can prowl and come right back and hawk the ball. They can go straight to it. And you know, that's what head coach Caleb Brook wants, and that's, of course, what defensive coach Mal just wants as well.
Third down and 9. Both these offenses have had issues moving the ball here early. 3.5 minutes to go in this opening quarter. No score. Ball at the 31-yard line. Empty set here for Beckham Griffin. Two receivers, near side left, two tucked up to the far side right. He immediately is being chased, rolling right, throws it across the middle, had a wide open receiver at the 42, but threw it a little bit strong and passed. It's incomplete, and it's going to bring up fourth down.
I'll tell you what, that was a great job by Anthony to go on a defensive tackle. He was one-on-one against the right tackle, Brody Huff. He was able to get outside, extend the exterior, and that pressure from Galata was able to get to Griffin and force the incompleted pass.
So stops the clock at 3:17. Appears that the Cyclones are going to punt this one away as Drake Mellies stands back at about his own 35-yard line. So 5 possessions in combine the two teams in our first punt of tonight's game. Well, certainly a very dangerous return man back there in Mellies, and now we get a whistle and a timeout. Might have been some confusion here against the Cyclones as they had someone running off late and had to burn their first timeout. The timeout brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break, looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack, now located at 705 Arizona in Holton. Again, alongside Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tabman, Kirk Hillman with you. I want to thank Jim Howard behind the camera as well for the Cobra Channel. 3:17 to go opening quarter, no score. Defenses, both sides have reigned supreme to this point.
Oh, yeah. I mean, both these teams are playing great. I mean, ball hawks on both sides. Defensive coordinators are extremely happy on both sides, but when one side's getting the happy meal, well, the other one, they're getting the frowny meal. Okay, that's the offensive coordinators. They want the offenses to start going. They want them to start making some production. Jackson Heights, I know this is going to be the first punt. You know, they're going to be in their own territory, but Mellis is a dangerous return man, as you mentioned. I remember back when I was doing the Cobra Channel, he had consecutive punt return touchdowns. He's a guy who can get this ball back into Riverside territory. So tackling is a need here on the special teams unit.
So the Cyclones, 2 timeouts remaining here in the first half as we break the huddle. 3:17 to go. Opening quarter, no score here at Jackson Heights. Riverside sets a punt it away. I believe it's Micah Robidoux standing at his 20-yard line. He'll take a good snap, has time, and a slight high kick across the midfield stripe. Melly's going to let it bounce, and it takes a Riverside bounce inside the 35 and down to the 34, and that's where the Cobras will take over at 3:09 to go in the quarter.
Yeah, that was a great punt by there by the punter there for Riverside, just to be able to kind of pin Jackson Heights inside their own territory and not giving a long punt and an opportunity for Mellies to use those legs under him to have a chance to get that ball further down the field.
Third offensive possession for Jackson Heights, and the first one actually starting in their own territory. 3:09 to go, opening quarter, no score. Drake Mellies, near side hash, stands in the shotgun set. Sends a man in motion from near to far side. They give it to the man on the reverse left and lowering the shoulder for a hard 3-yard gain. That's going to be Tatum Eisenbarth for the carry for 3 yards.
Yeah, I actually saw his brother walking up here, Titus Eisenbarth, a great player that graduated from this team, a part of that stellar senior class from Jackson Heights last year. He was a great linebacker and running back for the team. No surprise that his brother is also going to be able to carry those steps and weights here in the season.
Well, head coach Caleb Wick gave Tatum Eisenbarth a shout-out, said he reminded him of his brother, who did have a tremendous senior season a year ago. Second down and 7 at the 37, 2.5 minutes to go, opening quarter, no score. Another man in motion. This time they fake it to him. Mellies has a beat to the near sideline, 50, 45, 40. He's at the 35, he stutters, 25, makes another man miss inside the 20, and the ball popped out, but I think he might have been down.
He is inside the 20 to the 18-yard line. Let's do the math in the head. 32 plus 13. 45. You got it. It took me a second to realize that. 45 yards on the scamper by Drake Mellies. And Jackson Heights in the red zone. That is sponsored by Sarah Fox Team with Stone and Story Real Estate, getting you closer to your dream home.
Yeah, I love that we just mentioned Tatum Eisenbuzz. What did he just do? He threw a down-the-field block that allowed Mellies to go for an extra 8 yards.
45 yards for Mellies on the ground. Now he's going to launch it. Zeller across the middle. There, making a couple tackles, and he's shy of the goal line. And it's going to bring up first and goal inside the 5 to the 3. Pitch and catch of 15 yards to Zeller.
Yeah, and again, he should have 3 targets this game. That's just his second target. But again, what a great receptive catch by him. He turned around, pushed the shoulders downward, leaned into the defensive back, and was able to push it down to the 3-yard line. That is why you give a guy with his type of size, 6'4", 220 pounds, the rock.
Approaching 90 seconds to go in the opening quarter. First and goal, Jackson Heights at the 3-yard line. Mellies takes the snap. No shocker, going to roll right, keep it himself. Makes a man miss and strolls into the end zone for the game's opening touchdown. 14 on the ground a year ago, Crendon profits, and at 1:25 to go here in the opening quarter. Gets his first of 2025.
Yeah, and right there, Mellies did exactly, what was probably, planned, and that is get to the exterior and find an opening that threw the blocks. And right there he did. He was using his vision. And I know he only had to go 3 yards down the field, but that's what he did. Mellies, he's a great vision running back. I know he's a quarterback, but when he gets that running back mentality, he's able to find a vision in a hole and run through it.
So the Cobras finally get some momentum on offense. The extra point is on the way, and it is buried. About 25 to go opening quarter. Jackson Heights 7, Riverside nothing. We step aside for a timeout. You're listening to High School Football here on KNZA.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jackson Heights, a 7-0 lead on Riverside. A buck 25 to go opening quarter. Drake Mellies capping off a 66-yard touchdown drive that took less than 2 minutes off the clock. He had the big 45-yard scamper that helped set up that drive and score.
Yeah, also great block by Tatum Eisenbarth on that down-the-field run, but all put together off the legs of Mellies. I mentioned that he is a great running, great quarterback, but can vision himself like a running back with his eyes.
That drive summary again brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Find them online, WilsonTireKS.com. The first touchdown of the game going to the home team, Cobras. Here's Tyzel Harrington on the return, and he's trying to cut up on the hash marks, and now he is bottled up and ripped down by 4 green jerseys. He tried to do maybe a little bit too much there. It's going to be backed up here for the Cyclones with a buck 16 to go in this opening frame and down 7-0.
I'd like to also give a shout-out Austin Zeller again. He's already made so many great plays. He also made that extra point kick. Last year, Zeller would have been a kicker, but Jackson Heights, they had a foreign exchange student here from Czech Republic, who, by the way, was a great kicker last year for Jackson Heights. Fortunately, again, with rule, how Acacia rules work, you can't come back and play at a school for multiple years with a sporting program. So Zeller, now he comes in and he kicks, and, man, he's got a great leg.
7-0 Cobras, minute 16 to go opening quarter, first and 10 Riverside at their own 17-yard line. So backed up here, tough field position to start this drive. Griffin in the gun, man in motion from far side to near side. They go to Elijah Moore. He's been quiet here in the opening quarter, breaks one tackle, but he's not going to break the two or three that are right there afterwards. Elijah Moore back to the line of scrimmage, trying to work outside the numbers right. Not much there, second and long coming up.
Yeah, a lot of great players. Titan Eisenbarth, Colby Bauhey, Serpeek, all kind of in that general area. Eisenbarth, the one to make that tackle. But again, you got to love that. Jackson Heights here, again, they're getting to that ball, for the Cyclones. But again, this Cyclones offense, they're starting to extend the outside, which is what I kind of mentioned earlier, but maybe you want to look back at the passing game. They had a really good passing down earlier on this game. I believe it was a second down and 10-yard completion. Cyclones need to kind of look more in that area.
Clock on the move at 30 seconds to go opening quarter. 7-0 Cobras. Second down and 10 here for the Cyclones. Play action pass. They want to take a shot. They got a man. It's Tyzel Harrington and laying out for it. He couldn't get it. The pass was overthrown and incomplete, but that was set up for a big play. Beckham Griffin, just a little bit strong, missed the throw.
Yeah, I just mentioned it. The passing game needs to be re-implemented here for Riverside. I think it's a good plan of attack. You can attack these young corners here for Jackson Heights. But again, that was just an overthrow by Beckham Griffin. We saw Jackson Heights have an overthrow. Again, first game of the season, get some of those jitters out if you're a quarterback when you're going on the long ball. But you set up another play action play like that, maybe later, deeper into the game, I bet you can catch a Cobra defender off or kind of out of position, maybe get a easy touchdown score.
Third down and 10 at the 17, 22 seconds to go opening quarter. Cobras have the lead at 7-0. Griffin in the gun, ball far side hash. Cyclones moving from right to left. Picks up the snap, low left at his knees, and right there to make a nice play is Mellies, but staying on his feet, it's Micah Robidoux. It's going to be a limited gain there on the pitch and catch. Cross the 20 to the 22 for a gain of 5, and that might take us to the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, great tackle there by Mellies. You know, lowered himself down, and that wrap low at the legs there, Robidoux, that allowed him not to be able to get out of that. That's great tackling mechanics by a senior leader on that team.
That is the end of the first quarter here at Jackson Heights. Cobra 7, Riverside nothing. We step aside. Second quarter action coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
There's a new face in town, and she's here to care for your entire family. Community Healthcare System proudly welcomes Dr. Emma Beck to our team of trusted providers. Dr. Beck is board-eligible family medicine physician with advanced training in obstetrics. She provides care for patients of all ages and has a special passion for women's health, prenatal care, and growing families. Dr. Beck is also bilingual in Spanish, making her even more accessible in our communities. Whether you're planning for a baby, managing chronic conditions, or just due for a checkup, Dr. Beck is here for you. Community Healthcare System. Trusted care. Right here, right now.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Second quarter here at Jackson Heights. Cobras forcing the Cyclones into 4th and 5 at their own 22-yard line, and Cyclones are set to punt it away. We switch sides of the field, so now Jackson Heights will get it back and move it from right to left here in quarter number 2. Brandon Tabman, Crendon Prophet, Kirk Kilman in studio. And here is the punt. And it's going to angle towards the Riverside sideline, but stayed in bounds and took a generous Jackson Heights bounce. They're going to have it in Cyclone territory at about the 47-yard line, 1st and 10. Cobras up 7-0.
Well, Jackson Heights, again, is on that last possession that they scored. Mellies finally shaking off the rust. This is the first game of the season. This is where you shake the rust off. And for both these teams, this is the hardest, arguably the hardest game on the schedule for both these teams. So they're going to come out, and they're going to play with all they got. But, you know, again, you are starting the season. This is your starting point. So no matter what the end of this game is, remember, you're just shaking off some rust. You're starting the season.
11:53 to go, first half. 7-0 Cobras. They have it 1st and 10 at the Cyclone 47-yard line. Here's a shotgun set and a snap to Mellies. Angles left, runs it that way, and he runs right into a wall of white jerseys, and then he is thrown back. Forward progress to the line of scrimmage, but great pursuit. Elijah Moore up front leading the charge. No gain on the play. 2nd down and 10.
Yeah, I mentioned Elijah Moore, a great player on offense with his running ability, but that power doesn't just extend to just the offense. It's also on defense as he's able to lower himself, track the ball down, and get to it quick and force the no gain.
2nd down and 10 on the Cyclone side of the field at the 47-yard line. Cobras a 7-0 lead on a 3-yard run by Drake Mellies in the first quarter. 11:15 to go, clock on the way south. 2nd down and 10 yards to go. Mellie sends a man in motion. That's Eisenbarth. They give it to him on the reverse. Gets outside the numbers. 45-40. Down the sideline he goes, and he's tripped up in a touchdown-saving tackle on the play there. But a big first down run to the 22-yard line. It's a reverse for 25 yards.
Yeah, another great play that, again, gets to Tatum Eisenbarth. He has been showing himself in this game. Again, Tatum Eisenbarth, he's a freshman, but he's a young, experienced freshman. My brother, Tyson Prophet, worked with him throughout the track season. He beat one of his records. I believe it was the 200-meter dash. He's got lots of great speed. Again, this kid has got great speed. We can get him to the outside edge. Man, he can really get going.
Cobra has finally got the offense juiced up a little bit. First down and 10. They're knocking on the door of the red zone here at the 22. Man in motion, that's Cooper Hewitt. They fake it to him. Melly standing tall in the pocket. Hit, and down he goes. It's going to be a sack. Back to the 25-yard line. That was Luke Bennett. First to hit Melly's. It's going to be a loss of 3.
Yeah, I mentioned a good leader there, and Luke Bennett's able to get through and find the penetration into that backfield. Jack Knights, and again, that's what Riverside wants. They want to continue to try to get in that backfield, because I'll tell you what, if you can't get in that Jack Knights backfield, it's going to come to you first. And we saw that firsthand with that really great motion jet sweep to Eisenbarth.
Second down and 13, back to the 25. Luke Bennett's a 5'10 junior, rotational piece on that defensive line for the Cyclones. Make the big play there. At the 25-yard line, second down and 13. Melly's in the gun. He's got Brody Browning, sidecar left. They go to Browning, working right. Hesitates up the middle, and he'll get a few yards. Back to the original line of scrimmage to the 22 for a gain of 3. Just the second carry tonight for Brody Browning.
Yeah, and Browning, he's kind of short, but again, he's got a lot of speed. His brother, Alex Browning, was also a great running back for Jack Knights a couple years ago when he graduated a year above me. So again, I mean, looking at his older brother, he's also got a lot of those great roots at the running back position.
9.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Clock on the move south. Cobras 7, Riverside nothing. It is third down and 10 for the Cobras at the Riverside 22-yard line. 3 down on the defensive front. Check it. 4 on the defensive front down. For Riverside, here's Melly's out of the gun, immediately rolling to his left, stepping back off his back foot. He launches it into the end zone. It's a jump ball, tipped in the air, and incomplete. It was tossed up in the air for Tatum Eisenbarth. Coverage on the play by Micah Robidoux, and that was a good defensive play in the secondary to force down fourth and long.
I'll tell you what, I know it's an incompletion, but that is a great look to a young freshman like that, giving him that jump opportunity, and honestly, it was in his hands. The opportunity was there. It was just a quick slip. When you're a young guy like that, you're going to make those corrections very early on.
Just the fourth pass attempt for Melly's here in the first half. He is 2 for 4 for 20 yards. So now fourth down and 10 at the 22. A big opportunity here for the Cyclones to get this Cobra offense off the field.
And they come out and empty. It's a very dangerous formation. It's hard to watch.
Austin Zeller tucked up, tight end left. They fake it on the reverse. Melly standing tall at the 30, and he eludes the rush. He breaks up the middle, pointing out for a block. Angles left outside the numbers 10, and down near the 5 for a first down and goal scenario.
Great communication there by Drake Mellies. He pointed down the field. Brody Browning, as well as Titan Eisenbarth, they went down and they were able to pick up blocks and create room for their quarterback to go down and make that play. That is high-level competitiveness and IQ awareness by all the Cobras down on the field.
First and goal at the 8, a gain of 14 yards on 4th and 10. Trip to the red zone again brought to you by Sarah Fox Team with Stone and Story Real Estate, getting you closer to your dream home. Cobras trying to add to the lead, 7-0, not quite halfway into the second quarter. Now we get a whistle and a pre-snap penalty, and it'll be the first on the Cobras. They're going to say a false start.
Yeah, as you mentioned, first penalty of the game against Jackson Heights. Just shake it off if you're the Cobras. But if you're Riverside, take advantage. You know, this is a great chance, first and goal from the 13. Start getting that early penetration into the backfield and start trying to get to the quarterback and running back before they reach you first.
Not quite 4 minutes into this second period. Again, both these teams really struggled to start moving the ball offensively, but the Cobras have certainly picked it up over their last two drives. Trying to add to a 7-0 lead here. Clock moving now at 8:25 to go, quarter two. First down and 13 now after the penalty. Bellies, quarterback keeper, instantly drops. Who else? First there to grab the shoelace, Elijah Moore makes the stop.
Yeah, it was a great, well-designed up play there offensively. Ed Serpy kind of motioning over, and then he came back to throw it, be another blocker in the middle. So, it was a power run right up the middle. He had a lot of blockers leading the way there, especially with the tight end and peak. But great penetration there, I mentioned, and I'll keep saying it like a broken record. If Riverside can keep getting past that offensive line unit that's pretty young for Jackson Heights, you can start making those early tackles.
Gain of a yard there for Melly. Second and goal at the 12. They fake it to Eisenbarth. Melly's again keeping it down. He goes again by Elijah Moore. Got him again at the shoelace for minimal yardage. If 1 yard, maybe at best. Boy, Elijah Moore ripping it up here these last couple of plays.
Yeah, and right now, it's kind of keeping it simple here for Riverside. You see the guy with the ball, you go and make that tackle, and that's what they're doing right now. For Jackson Heights, you might want to add it, go back to a little bit of that trickery. Send a guy in motion, make something look a little trickery, add some fakeness in that back room, and then maybe give that option to Melly. Let him read the defense on if he wants to hand that ball off or he wants to take it for himself.
Sunset off in the distance. The lights are on. 7-0 Jackson Heights. 7:05 to go first half. It is third and goal at the 12. Going right to left, play action. Melly's in the gun, steps in the pocket, off his left foot, throws it back at the end zone. Jump ball, it's caught. Touchdown, Austin Zeller. An intriguing collegiate prospect gets his first touchdown of 2025.
Yeah, we saw his big body earlier in the game with a great catch, turnaround, going right into the defender. That time he finally gets to utilize it for a big touchdown, a big score for six. Zeller, 6'4", 220 pounds. We talked about him coming into this. He's a big prospect, looked at highly by a lot of colleges. And not only was he able to score that touchdown, he kicked the last extra point for Jackson Heights. Here he has a chance to make it 14-0.
The Cyclones had multiple opportunities to get the Cobras off the field. They could not do so. The extra point is no good. So at 6:54 to go, first half, Cobras extend their lead over Riverside. Cobras 13, Cyclones nothing. More after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's time for the style you want. If you're running out of room in your home, it's time to talk to Morton about a new building. From basic storage buildings to garages that complement your home, Morton will work with you from concept through completion to ensure your project runs smoothly and results in a quality building. Call 785-364-4177 to speak with your local sales consultant or check out their website at mortonbuildings.com. It's time for the style that you want at Morton Buildings, 1 mile north of Holton on Highway 73.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A 5 minute, 1 second drive for Jackson Heights, including a big fourth down conversion that covered 53 yards. Drake Melly's 12 yard touchdown pass to Austin Zeller. Extra point KP, no good, but the Cobras right now in control, 13-0, just south of 7 minutes to go in the first half.
Yeah, great plays on that drive. Another drive that Drake Mellies was really able to put together off of his legs in the end. Also, complimentary off that arm. That fourth down picked up with his IQ looking down the field, had some helping blocks, and then also looked to the end zone. Austin Zeller finally able to use his size and advantage. If he's on a one-on-one, you take him every time for the rest of this game.
Austin Zeller last year, 16 receptions for 402 yards and 5 scores to get his first one here in 2025. Here's Tyzell Harrington on the return. Near side, he jumps in the air, gets to the 20, and boy, he is rocked right there at the 20-yard line. Good coverage once again by the special teams unit, and that'll set up the Cyclones down 13, first and 10 at their own 20.
Yeah, big hit, hard hit by Jackson Heights, and if you're the Cobras, again, you just want to keep applying that pressure, get into the mentality, the head to your Riverside, because look at one of the toughest games that Jackson Heights played last year in the regular season. It was Riverside. Jackson Heights knew this was going to be a tough game coming in. Right now, it's shaping up to kind of be like last year. Slow start for Jackson Heights, but that rust is coming off real quick, and Riverside's got to respond.
Well, we got a flag on the field, and they call unsportsmanlike conduct against the Cyclones. That is not how you want to start this drive. With Jackson Heights now gathering a heavy dose of the momentum, and that's going to be half the distance to the goal, KP, back to the 11-yard line, essentially the 10-yard line, but now 90 yards to go here for this Cyclones offense that has been very much non-existent here in the first half.
Well, for head coach Bryce Patton, who again enters his seventh season this year, I mean, I'm looking at my team and telling my team, hey, this is a big drive right here. Go the distance. Go 90 yards. Get that first touchdown. switch that momentum into your direction, you have a big opportunity. You got lots of time left with 6:46 left to go in this first half. 13-0 Cobras. Long way to go here for the Cyclone offense. 90 yards to be exact to find Pater. First down and 10 at their own 10. After an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, they go on a reverse here to Chase Ewens, and now he cuts it up in between the hash marks, gets maybe 1-2 at best. Good pursuit once again. Ian Allen, the free safety, in there on the stop for Jackson Heights.
Yeah, Ian Allen, the free safety, as you just mentioned, but also, again, Austin Zeller feels like you can't just get his name out of your mouth. He's like a tongue twister. He just keeps saying it over and over again, and here he is. He's just getting in there, and he's making great plays for Jackson Heights.
Coming up on the halfway point, quarter number two, Cobras 13, Cyclones nothing. Right now, second down and 8 for Riverside at their own 12-yard line after Hewins on the reverse went for about 2 at best. Riverside dealing with the loss of Maddox Mears in that first quarter, key on that offensive line. Now Griffin wants to pass, has plenty of time. He's going to take a shot, looking down the field at the 45, and that ball is batted away and incomplete. How about Colby Bauhey in coverage on Keegan Hughes and took away a big play that would have been 40-plus yards?
Yeah, I mentioned if Riverside wants to get in this game, they want to attack the young secondary for this Jackson Heights team. But Colby Bauhey, a 5'11", 140-pound sophomore, said, all right, throw it my way. It went his way, and he played some of the best coverage you can see, looking like prime Stephon Gilmore out there in the close contact.
Boy, that ball was just felt like it was nestled between the two for – a long second or so, and then finally dropped down incomplete. Looked like it could have been picked. Looked like it could have been completed. Neither way, as it was an incomplete pass. And now third down and 8 at the 12-yard line at 5:51 to go in the first half. Cyclones in a little bit of trouble here, trailing 13-0. Here's Griffin with trips to the near side right. Now he is in trouble, scrambling to his left. Here comes the pursuit, and he's got nowhere to go. The ball's on the turf, and it's another turnover as Jackson Heights recovers inside the 5-yard line. The second turnover by the Riverside offense, and Jackson Heights, they are slithering towards another touchdown, KP.
I believe it was Jace Doyle who was on it, but Anthony Galata, the 6-foot senior, man, he put most of that pressure on Griffin. Griffin kind of doing a dance and inside of his own 5-yard line. That pressure by Galata got to him. He just released the ball, and there you go. Jackson Heights, a chance to jump up potentially 20-0 here.
First and goal at the 5. Another red zone trip here. It's brought to you by Sarah Fox Team with Stone and Story Real Estate, getting you closer to your dream home. Big opportunity here for the Cobras. They go run to the right side. Good pursuit. Not much. Boy, we have called Elijah Moore's name a lot. First there to rip it down. I believe it was Eisenbarth there on the carry. Not much. Maybe a yard or two. It'll bring up second down and goal right at about between the 3 and the 4-yard line.
Again, this is a great spot for Jackson Heights to get back in. But if you're Riverside, I mentioned this. Anytime's your moment to take back momentum. Make a stop here. I know it's a tough situation to be in, but there's a chance.
Second down and goal at the 3-yard line. Cobras knocking at the door, leading at 13-0 at 5 minutes to go in the first half. And now some movement up front. No flag. Bellies takes the snap. And now there is the whistle. And they do call the false start.
Yeah, second time Jackson Knights has false started deep inside this Riverside territory. Just like last time in the red zone, if you're Riverside, take advantage. Don't let this moment slip from you. Take the opportunity to continue pushing Jackson Knights backwards and not letting them jump ahead this far in the game. But I will say, this is field goal position for a kicker like Austin Zeller.
So the 5-yard penalty takes it back to the 8-yard line. Second down and goal from there. At under 5 minutes to go in this first half, Cobras really controlled the pace and scoring that first touchdown late in the first quarter. Trying to add to a 13-0 lead here at home. Season opener tonight across the state. Melly's under center. That's a rarity. They go straight up the middle here. Tatum Eisenbarth using the strength and pushing up and gets near the 5, maybe down to the 4. So some of that may be close to all of the penalty yardage back. It'll be right at about the 4-yard line, a gain of 4. It's third and goal.
Yeah, I mentioned Tatum Eisenbarth, a real fast guy, but again, you know, not 5'10", 5'7", 150 pounds, still looking to get a couple more weight and maybe a couple of inches throughout the years up on him, but again, he uses a lot of power still with those legs.
First game for Tatum Eisenbarth, 3 carries for 32 yards, including a 25-yard burst on an end-around earlier in the first half. Third down and goal at the 4. 4 minutes, clock moving first quarter. Cobras trying to add to a 2-score lead. It's 13-0. It will go under center once again with Mellies. A bunch set here. They set.
Watch for a pop pass.
Well, there is some play action here. There's the pass towards the back of the end zone, and it's caught near the goal line, actually. Beg your pardon, and it's going to be a touchdown. It was caught right at the goal line. Keegan Hughes in coverage, and the touchdown is going to be, I believe, Sir Peak, number 9.
Yep. Tight end for Jackson Heights. What did I just say? Watch out for the pop pass. Jackson Heights lined up in the pistol, split back set. They had two tight ends also on the offensive line. You know, it was a prime position. Third and goal from the 4. Jackson Heights likes throwing that pop pass play, and what they do, they extended it out to the left side, and they were able to get it. Here they look for the 2-point conversion to make it 21-0.
4-yard touchdown pass to make it 19-0 at 3:46 to go first half. They will go for 2. Mellies snags it with one hand on a high snap, takes it himself, and he is across the line into it for 2. 21-0 Cobras, and it's danger time now for Riverside at 3:38 to go until halftime. We'll step aside for a timeout. 21-0 Jackson Heights. More after a timeout here on KNCA.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNZA, it's all Jackson Heights. Late second quarter, added a touchdown to Sir Peak, 21-0. Two touchdown passes for Drake Mellies. He's also added one on the ground, picking up where he left off last year.
I tell you, Jackson Heights has done a lot with the run game, but they have excelled with the passing once they enter the red zone territory. I mean, a big shout out there to Platter, the offensive coordinator here for Jackson Heights, scrambling up those plays in those third and distances situations. And again, kudos to the receivers being aware on those plays.
Austin Zeller puts boot to leather. It's taken inside the 10 by Tyzel Harrington. Gets to the 15, angles right, grabbed by the shoelaces and brought down by Eisenbarth. Another great special teams play. Coach Wick in the pregame shouted out the special team, saying it was going to be a big part in tonight's game. Cobras have that advantage. And now a late flag, multiple late flags being thrown for some extracurricular stuff.
Real quick, I just want to take a mention. You mentioned special teams. That was a thing that kind of was the Achilles heel at the end of Jackson Heights' season last year with those back-to-back onside kicks that lost and recovered, something that this community would like to forget about. And, again, a lot of that starts with that special team, being able to prove it. I know this team has worked on onside kicks throughout the offseason and as well as kickoffs in general. And, man, they have already proven that ability. They have stepped up.
It was a delay of game penalty called against the Cyclones. That's their fourth penalty here in the first half. And they are backed up once again as the ball is at the Jackson Heights 14-yard line. Cobras leading it 21-0 at 3.5 minutes to go in this first half.
Yeah, Riverside has to find that spark. Again, Beckham Griffin having to make that play. Expect a deep ball to come out.
Griffin on the keeper. Breaks one tackle and then drops across the 15 to the 16-yard line. Jace Doyle brings him down for a gain of maybe 1 or 2 at best. Minimal yardage there on first down.
Yeah, and I think a play like that could really set up a really great play action for Beckham Griffin, being able to do a quick pull out from Elijah Moore and look for one of the receivers, Hughes, a 6-foot junior down the field, or even maybe looking at Chase Hewins, a 5'8" senior.
Now, Jackson Heights, a 21-0 lead as we are now under 3 minutes to go in the first half. Second down and 8, Cyclones at their own 16-yard line. They have just had nothing going on offense here tonight. Beckham Griffin in the gun, sidecar right. Following his block, Elijah Moore, and again, nothing doing. Jace Doyle again in there on the stop, along with a couple of his teammates. But no gain on the play, and I think Jackson Heights might burn a TO here to save some time.
Yeah, great timeout decision here by Caleb Wick. Have a chance to potentially go 28-0 before halftime. Get yourself lots of momentum. Send this crowd home with plenty of excitement in themselves. As already you see a lot of excitement here, but I'll tell you what, Jackson Heights building a lot of momentum.
Timeout, of course, brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break, looking for that perfect snack, the concession stand, or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Now located, by the way, 705 Arizona in Holton. KP, BT, Double K with you. Here on KNZA, also the Cobra Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. 2:36 to go until the half. Cobra's 21, Cyclones nothing. Out of the timeout here, both teams, two timeouts remaining. Cyclones 3rd-7 at their own 17.
I'll say it, again, I'm not a head coach, not a coordinator, but, you know, if you're Riverside right now, I think you want to try to extend the field. I think you want to try to work things to the outside, or you want to go to the passing game. I know there were some incompletions there, but if you can get past that secondary, again, it's still a lot of youth there, and Jackson Heights is going to kind of have to fight that narrative throughout the season, and here's a chance for Riverside to maybe, again, try to get some balls down the field. But right now, the running game, Jackson Heights, well, they're keeping pace with it.
They have just had no success. Two lost fumbles here in the first half. Also, a couple turnover on downs. As Cobra's defense, from the jump, they have been active. The Cyclones have had no answer. Third down and a long 7 here, short 8. Backed up inside their own 20. 2:36 to go in the first half. Cobra's 21, Cyclones nothing. Little bit of movement, backing up is Zeller, low snap. Beckham, all he has to do is pick it up. He breaks one tackle, gets outside 20, and he's hit, flung forward near the 25. That's going to be close to a first down. Let's see where the mark is. Brody Browning finally brought down Griffin, and that's going to be just enough for a first down. Huge play there for Riverside.
Yeah, big play there for Riverside. It just like I'm mentioning, extend yourself to the outside. I mean, that's kind of where you're going to get a lot of those yards from. I just think there's just too much pressure in the middle. Just such a great, solid defensive line and linebacker room for Jackson Heights. Or maybe try to run some trickery in the backfield, get those eyes wandering, and then maybe make some of those read option plays from Griffin.
Well, it was 3rd-7, and they got 8 yards on the broken play by Griffin. Just under 2 minutes to go in the first half. 21-0 Cobras. 1st-10 Cyclones at their own 25. Knee-high snap. Option left. Griffin cuts it. Keeps it himself. Trying to run away from Zeller. Gets away. Finally upended. Far side of the field. Shy of the 30-yard line. See where the mark is. About the 29 for a gain of 4. Clock still moving, Crendon. It's at 1:34.
Yeah, again, you mentioned it, option play, get a lead blocker out in front of you. Griffin can use his eyes to kind of see where he wants to make a cut or make a move, too. I think that's really a great option here for Riverside to get some of those yards. But as you mentioned, 120 left to go in this first half. That big point here for Riverside, do not give the ball back to the Cobras.
Yeah, they seem pretty content on just getting it to the half. Certainly no hurry to push it down the field. 2nd-6 at the 29 as we're approaching the final minute in this second quarter. Cobras with the 3-touchdown lead at 21-0. Man in motion to the near side. It's going to be Griffin on a keeper again, and he has dropped down in the backfield for a loss. Good pursuit once again by this heavy front for Jackson Heights. I believe that was Anthony Gulotta in there on the stuff.
You also can't forget about linebacker Titan Eisenbarth again. Another Eisenbarth, a senior brother of Tatum Eisenbarth as well. 5'6", 160 pounds. Just another guy who's going to come through and make some big plays.
I think both sides pretty content. No timeouts being utilized. Clock is on the move right at 30 seconds, and it's 3rd-8 to go. So, KP, it looks like both teams just settled in on taking this thing to the halftime break.
Yeah, and if you're Riverside, it's going to be a long conversation at halftime. And tell you what, you're on the road. I mean, that's a big thing about this game is you look at these two teams. Maybe the environment would be different if Riverside was at home here. But right now, look, Jackson Heights, hands in the air, like they don't care. They're excited. And they're going to go into halftime with high fields. But a guy like Caleb Wick is entering his 14th year. He's going to settle his team back into the mentality of 0-0.
So they run down the clock. Riverside takes a timeout. It's just a second and change left to go. Appears to be just one more play on the horizon. They're facing 3rd-8 at their own 27. But again, both teams struggled to start. But once Jackson Heights finally got a little momentum, getting a touchdown by Drake Mellies to cap off that first really crucial drive in the First quarter, it has been all Jackson Heights then.
Yeah. I'd say real quick, you only have one, or I guess it's actually going to be stopped at 10 seconds here.
Okay.
I would like to think back to a time where I kind of remember when Centralia, they had time for one more play before the end of the half, and they actually ran a screenplay against Jackson Heights, went 50 yards and scored a touchdown. I remember that just being a big defeat and kind of a mental block there for Heights going to half. So maybe for chance, Riverside, they want to try to get that play that maybe gets down the field. Not sure really what you want to look for here, but for Jackson Heights, obviously, they're on the positive end of the spectrum. They're up 21-0. You want to stay that way. You want to fortify that wall. You want to go in the half with good fields. Bonus to Jackson Heights, they go in the second half receiving the ball as Riverside came out, and they won the toss choosing to receive in the first half.
Yeah, Riverside, they did win the toss. They chose to take it first, and they ran four plays and turned it over on down. So it didn't really work in the way that they probably wanted it to work. Both teams had their struggles early, but coming out of this timeout, again brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting, officially 10.2 seconds on the clock on a third down and eight play at the 27-yard line. I would assume this would be the last play of the first half, depending on the outcome. We'll see. They empty it. Five wide, three near side right, two to the far side left. Griffin in the gun by himself. Takes another low snap, has to pick it up off the turf. Now he's in trouble, chased by Zeller. He just heaves it down the field. Jump ball, tipped and incomplete with 3 seconds left. Now the intended receiver, Keegan Hughes, there were three in the secondary for Jackson Heights, draped all over him.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that's dangerous because if that pick could have been completed, I mean, you're talking about a guy like Hewitt that can make that interception and then two secondary defensive backs that could follow him down that field and be lead blockers. But, of course, again, just a deflected pass, but you have to make the punt. So we'll see. There's going to be a timeout taken here, but, you know, Jackson Heights could return a dangerous punt. I'd get this one out of bounds. And
again, just like a lot of times in life, I was wrong there. Thought it might have been potentially. I was honestly expecting a run there, maybe to just churn out the clock, but they took a shot, as you mentioned, and now they're facing fourth down and eight, and you can go for it, but again, can't turn it over. You don't want to give up a pick six or a fumble, scoop, and score, but you certainly have to run 3 seconds off the clock.
No, I mean, you could do a couple things here. You could try to go for a long punt out of bounds, or you could have Beckham Griffin get the ball snapped to him, have him cleanly take it, and then just run a little back and throw it. I mean, he could do that too, throw it out of bounds. I mean, 3 seconds, that goes by. I mean, that's pretty much the snap to the quarterback and a quick run out to the right side. So as long as you can get the snap and it looks like the offense potentially coming out here, no, it should be the punt team, yep.
Well, let's see what they decide to do. 3 seconds exactly to go in the half. Cobras, again, dominant. 21-0 their lead, but fourth and eight at the 27. If you're punting it away, you just make sure to get it out of bounds. Right now, Jackson Heights doesn't even appear to have somebody back deep. But it's not a punt. They're just going to run a play here. Got to make sure you utilize the 3 seconds, and it appears they will so. Mason Hayes just 1 yard on that carry, and that's going to take us to the end of the first half. It was dominated by Jackson Heights, a team that went 10-1 a year ago. And all the expectations and hype in the world heading into 2025, they looked the part. As we hit halftime here at Jackson Heights, Cobras 21, Cyclones nothing. Our halftime show next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. More after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, this is Rod Whitmer with Farmer State Bank in Holton. These next months are a special time of year for our farmers in Kansas as the growing season ends and the harvest season begins. We want to remind everyone to practice safety and patience when traveling the roads this fall. When combines, grain carts, tractors, and other farm machinery are on the move, it is important to slow down, be patient, and share the road respectfully.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank
in Holton, member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Nehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime here on KMZA, the season opener in high school football here at Jackson Heights. KPBT, double K with you. 21-0, good sir. Jackson Heights, both these teams slow to start on the offensive side, late third quarter. Jackson Heights finally putting a drive together, but really since that first touchdown, a couple of touchdown passes for Drake Mellies. He ran one in as well, efficient. And a lot of credit to that Cobras defense, because the Cyclones offensively, they are nowhere close to where they need to be to get back into this game.
Well, 21 would be a hand at blackjack right now for Jackson Heights, and now they're up by the score 21-0. And Monty Riverside, the hand has yet to be dealt to you. You haven't been able to score. You haven't been able to flip anything, get anything into your favor. And for them, again, they are trying to look to get some scoring going for Jackson Heights or for Riverside. Again, Elijah Moore, a big back, but he has not been able to really influence the running game like the Cyclones probably would have wanted to. Beckham Griffin also not really using his legs and getting to the exterior like he also would like, but during the script, talking about Jackson Heights, they have done what they needed to do. Again, it's not the prettiest 21-0 if you're Caleb Wigg. Of course, you would have liked that scoring to maybe come a little more sparingly and kind of more diverse throughout that first half, with all three of the scores coming consecutively throughout that second quarter, in contrary to that first quarter where we went down to it 0-0. But Jackson Heights scored on three straight possessions. They finally got themselves going in the red zone. They went to the passing game. They found that great pop pass to Sir Peak. They also allowed Austin Zeller to use his eye to make a great play. I expect Heights to continue to make those plays in this game and as well down later in the season. But Riverside, they expect a big step up. Also, sorry, real quick, cannot forget the defensive injury also in this game by Mears, a great player for Riverside. Unfortunately, for him to have to step out of this game, that loses a lot of defensive pressure.
Well, three consecutive touchdown drives for Jackson Heights. You look at the six possessions on offense for the Cyclones in the first half. Turnover on downs, fumble, punt, fumble, and then they had it right at the end and ran out the clock. So they have a lot of work in, I would say, a fairly decent amount of time, but it's got to start quick here once we get going in the third quarter. Cobras 21, Cyclones nothing. Halftime show continues after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for the ultimate chill, gaming night, or family movie marathon? Rainbow's got you covered. Get half off internet for 3 months while enjoying the whole vibe, whether you're scrolling under the stars, gaming with your squad, or streaming with the fam. That's 50% off blazing fast internet, only from Rainbow. Call 800-892-0163 or visit rainbowtel.net to sign up today. Some restrictions apply.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime again here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, KMCA and the Cobra Channel. Crinton Prophet, Brandon Sam, and Kirk Kilman with you. Halftime again brought to you by Highland Community College. Here at Jackson Heights, all Cobras 21-0 against Riverside. We'll dive into maybe some second-half keys in a moment. Let's go to some score updates. We've got a few from around the area and some scores at least from some of our networks here. Sabetha and Holton, a 14-0 Blue Jay halftime lead. That one is on the road. Talked about it a little bit in the Fever show about how big of a game that was for both of those teams. But right now the Blue Jays, a 2-touchdown advantage at Holton. Our game on Care 93.7, Jefferson County North, a 16-0 halftime lead over Moorhill Mounts Academy. A good one for Hiawatha and Royal Valley, the Redhawks, 18-14 advantage at the end of the first half. And then Jackson Heights as well, of course, we mentioned here, 21-0. 36-6, Axtell over Lynn, as Axtell, of course, looking for their 53rd consecutive win, KP, and a 5th consecutive state championship. Seems like they're off to a good start.
Yeah, they're already off to a great start. I mean, if that's the halftime score, then last year the game would have already been over. But again, they're getting with a new unit, and so a lot of those teams. I'd also like to give a shout out to again Hiawatha and Sabetha. They're up right now. Both those teams led by second year head coaches, being able to fighting more experienced, long tenured head coaches. So again, great matchups that are going all around our area. Tell you what, this opening week of football here on the MSC Sports Network coverage area has been nothing but big games.
Man, we still got a second half to go. Our score updates all throughout the year brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Here at Jackson Heights, Cobras 21, Riverside nothing. More halftime after a break here on KMCA.
Avid car buyer Joel Klein thoroughly enjoyed his time with Holt House Auto House.
One of the best buying experiences I've ever had when I bought cars, and I have purchased over 30 in my lifetime. We purchased a 2007 Jeep Wrangler. I would recommend wholeheartedly to use them. They were great to work with and very personable, and they went really smooth.
Our name means a great deal at Holt House Auto House.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount. Out to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime here on KNZA and the Cobra Channel. Speaking of the Cobras, how about it? 21-0, they lead Riverside. Let's get to some of the first-half stats, some individual first-half stats. Again, not really a lot going on for Riverside, but Drake Melly's here unofficially. Crendon, let's talk about him. 10 carries, 51 yards, and a touchdown. 4 for 6 passing, 36 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, Drake Melly's really being able to extend the game both off his arm and his legs. I know early on he missed a couple of reads. He took a look that probably should have went to Zeller early on in the game on that first possession. And then he had an early pass on a post route that went over the middle that he missed on Zeller. But right after that, you know, he was perfect. You know, he got great passes, especially in the red zone at big times. He was able to really start stabilizing things and extending it with his feet, being able to get outside the numbers towards the near side hash marks. And that extended on that first scoring drive, the second one, and, of course, on the third one. So a great job with overall. You know, again, he is the big part of the nucleus of the team. He really, everything revolves around him. And Melly's done a great job to keep everything together.
Some of the other Jackson Heights numbers, Austin Zeller, 2 catches, 17 yards. And a score, Sir Peak a catch and a touchdown from 4 yards out. Brody Browning, 2 carries for 5 yards. Titan Eisenbarth, 2 carries, or I should say 1 carry for 2 yards. And then how about a little surprise here? Your boy Tatum Eisenbarth, the 5'7 freshman, 3 carries, 32 yards, including a 25-yard spurt on an end-around.
Yeah, and let me just take a second here to talk about Tatum Eisenbarth. He's a great upcoming player who's a freshman. Really, when I was writing the cover story for Jackson Heights, it's kind of an uncertainty on how much his production will really be this year. It's just like, oh, well, you know, we're going to see if we can get some reps. And already first game of the season, yeah, he's already making a big impact. Offense, defense, whether the ball is in his hands or if it's in his teammates' hands, he is going down the field. And he's got great speed. Again, he broke my brother's 200-meter dash record in the eighth grade one. And he was going to high school one.
Yeah.
Jackson, well, thankfully my brother's still senior. He's a chance to get a little lower. But again, and you know, shout out to my brother. He also helps Tatum kind of get quicker and learn how to get out of blocks. So I think maybe from that track season, Tatum getting quicker has really helped going into this football season. So again, great fast player who's able to use his wheels, but more importantly, his brain, his knowledge out on the field.
Jackson Heights defense forcing a couple of turnovers with a pair of fumbles by Beckham Griffin. Cyclones got to get something going. Beckham Griffin, the quarterback, 8 carries, 16 yards, and just 2 for 6 passing for 21 yards. Keegan Hughes on the outside, a catch for 16 yards. Micah Robidoux had 1 catch for 5 yards. Elijah Moore, this is where this defense for the Cobras is really shining, that run defense. Elijah Moore, who came in, he averaged 7 yards a carry last year and nearly went over 1,000 yards. KP, just 6 carries. 7 yards in the first half for Elijah Moore.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Jackson Heights, they lost a lot of big-time defensive players. Titus Eisenbarth, as well as J.W. Moore, both guys who can stop the running game. So, again, it was kind of a wonder how is Jackson Heights going to be able to stop teams that have power backs, like you mentioned Elijah Moore. And, well, they've answered it. They've done it right well. You know, he's gotten handed off to him in the backfield. He's run it inside the A gap, B gap, but Heights has met him right there at the front door saying, all right, we're going to shut right back on you.
Riverside had 4 penalties for 30 yards in the first half, just 2 penalties for Jackson Heights, totaling all of 10 yards. Our stats throughout the season, brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton. That's Mike Tanking, Kay Omler, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services, and a new location on Highway 75 in Holton with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Getting closer to the start of half number two here at Jackson Heights. Cobras 21, Riverside nothing. Cobras get the ball out of the halftime break. And that second half kickoff is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See your local shelter agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Courtney Boswell in Holton. Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Life has its chapters, some joyful, some hard. But even in the darkest moments, there's hope. A new day will come. If you're hurting, you're not alone. Holton Community Hospital is here for you. Our licensed counselors and mental health team are ready to listen, support, and walk beside you. Call Holton Family Medicine at 785-364-2126 or visit HoltonHospital.com. Holton Community Hospital, personalized care, hometown heart.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here on KNZA and the Cobra Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports, Brendan Profits, Brandon Tadman, Kirk Hillman in studio. 21-0 Cobras. Jackson Heights getting the ball to start the second half and an opportunity to not just put this game away, but kind of put the hammer down here on a Cyclones team that has just had nothing going on either side of the ball.
Okay, it's kind of early to say putting the nail down, but I'll tell you what, you were definitely starting.
Definitely can't give up a touchdown.
I'll tell you this, you're definitely starting to lock that key, and that door is starting to get bolted and deadlocked, and about every other thing put on top of it. I mean, it's going to kind of be hard to open that door here if you're Riverside at this point in the game. I mean, Jackson Heights, they're limiting the offense for Riverside. They did a great decision, in my opinion, taking the ball first, but they weren't able to get things going like they wanted.
Getting ready to start the second half here at Jackson Heights tonight. Cobras 21, Cyclones nothing. Jackson Heights will get the opening possession in the third quarter, so Riverside sets to tee it up. At the 40-yard line in between the hash marks, they will kick it from right to left. And Chase Hewins, the kicking duties here for the Cyclones. It was all Cobras. About late first quarter, the rest of the half, really dominating on both sides of the ball. A must-need stop here for this Cyclones defense. They want to keep themselves afloat in tonight's game. Hewins has it teed up, about ready to start the second half here on KNZA and the Cobra Channel. Hewins takes a couple of hops, getting himself fired up, standing at the 30-yard line, ready to kick it off from right to left. Second half kick brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial and Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. This ball picked up near the goal line on the return. It's Eisenbarth, angles 10, and dropped down shy of the 15. He'll be down to the 14, not much. Good coverage. On the return, first and 10, Jackson Heights, just shy of their 15.
Yeah, and this, correct me if I'm wrong here, but this is the longest field position Jackson Heights has had to work tonight. So for them, they're in for a challenge. And Riverside, they're in good defensive position here to try to make that stop. Better yet for them, take a turnover.
Just 14 yards on the return, first and 10, Cobras at their own 14-yard line. They go left to right offensively here in quarter number three, leading the Cyclones 21-0 on three touchdowns by Drake Melly. Two in the air, one on the ground. Stands in the gun, empty set. Now a man in motion, they fake. Melly's going to keep spinning, can't get away, and down he goes quickly. Spun down back to the line of scrimmage. Cyclones front, defensively, it has been good throughout the course of the night. Gunner Kimberlin in on the stop. No gain for Melly, second down and 10.
Yeah, great inside move by Gunner Kimberlin, the junior, to be able to get through that interior Jackson Heights offensive line. Last season, he had 9 solo tackles, 17 total tackles. Of course, he's been a big defensive presence here today against the Cobras.
Second down and 10 at the 14-yard line, just getting going third quarter. Cobras leading this game 21-0. The reigning Northeast Kansas League champions off to a good start here in 2025. Melly's play action on the reverse. He wants a deep shot down the far side of the field, and it's dropped at the 40-yard line. It was nearly intercepted. Boy, that would have been huge for Riverside. It was dropped on the outside by Keegan Hughes. It was underthrown, and he had a shot, couldn't catch it.
Yeah, that was a perfect one-on-one opportunity. I believe it was Bowie was the intended target, but Hughes, man, he high-pointed it perfectly and well. Just unfortunate. There was some butter on the fingers, and it just slipped right off.
21-0 our score. Not quite a minute into this third quarter, but the Cyclones a chance to maybe get off the field. Cobras have it third and 10 at their own 14. Cobras moving from left to right. Ball between the hash marks. Melly's in the gun. Running back to his right, two receivers right, two more tucked up left. Pretty tight formation in between the hash marks here on 3rd and 10. Belt high snap. Mellies rolling to his right, trailing at the 5-yard line. He throws it near the out-of-bounds line, and that ball batted up in the air and incomplete. Good coverage again in the secondary by Riverside. Now that's going to bring up 4th down.
Well, I've seen playing parts of this game where Austin Zeller has been able to use his height and size as an advantage. Right there, Riverside, great defensive adjustment, put a double team on to force an outside of the near side hash mark, and it was just hard to come down with that catch.
Would have been a very tough play for Zeller on the sideline, blanketed by multiple white jerseys. And it will be a punt scenario here. So the Cyclones did exactly what they needed to do here, get the Cobras offense off the field early in the third quarter. So Zeller back to punt. He'll take a good snap. He has time and puts a nice boot to it from left to right. He's going to bounce near midfield and take a very generous Cobra bounce. And it's going to nestle at the 36-yard line. He was inside his own 5, Crendon, when he punted that one away. A nice boot. Now Riverside takes over.
Yeah, and also for Riverside, again, just kind of watching it go all the way down the field, was Harrington, the man back to receive. He didn't want to pick it up, and probably a costly decision not trying to just fall onto it. I know he didn't want to risk a fumble chance, but, again, an opportunity here for Jackson Knight's defensive. Great defensive field position in them, honestly, for that situation they were even set up in. I know some teams in that scenario would probably only get to the 50 if Jackson Knight's able to pin Riverside at their own 35.
First offensive possession for the Cyclones, trailing 21-0 early third quarter. Here is a quarterback keeper by Beckham Griffin, ripped down by the shoelaces after falling forward for 2 yards. It'll bring up 2nd down and 8. Went right up the middle. Austin Zeller in there on the stop.
And I'll say this. I know I was talking about getting it to the outside, but, you know, try to go against the grain. Try to see if maybe you can, you know, break that faucet open, get something going, and you know, maybe you can get Beckham Griffin to rip one down the middle to get an open hole, to find a great block thrown. But it's going to take a lot of offensive line work to get those blocks down the field to open those opportunities for them.
10:20 to go, clock moving third quarter. 21-0 Cobras, 2nd down and 8 Cyclones at their own 38-yard line, moving from right to left. Griffin in the gun, takes a belt high snap, stutters in the backfield, finds a little bit of a seam up the middle, and he'll fall forward just shy of the 45 to the 44 for a gain of 6, and a manageable 3rd and short here.
Yeah, and I just mentioned the opportunity there. Again, keep going against that grain if you can try to do it. Noah Roy, sophomore right guard, coming into this game here on the offensive line, was able to get himself down the field and throw that block in the linebacking core, and that's exactly what you want to do here at the Riverside. Get those guys down the field, put those blocks up for your quarterback if you want to run up the middle.
Clock on the move, 9:40, 3rd quarter, 21-0 Cobras. 3rd down and 2 Cyclones at their own 44-yard line, their first possession of the 2nd half. Griffin in the gun. Elijah Moore tucked up behind him. 2 receivers split far side left. Here's the snap. Left side give. Elijah Moore has a burst. A 1st down. Spins a little bit more up the field and gets to midfield and across it to the 49. It's a gain of 7 and a Cyclones 1st down.
And tackle there by Colby Vauhey with a couple of other snakes to slither in there for that play. But, yeah, mentioned Beckham. Went against the grain, went up the middle, was able to keep going. And now here you got Moore, who's able to also hand it up to him and start getting him going. Try to get that wheelhouse power in here if you're Riverside.
They need to get Elijah Moore north and south. He went a little more east and west in that first half. He is 5'7", 235. Finally goes north and south and gets a big 1st down to the 49. Here's the play action. Griffin, far side of the field and through the hands of his intended receiver, Keegan Hughes. Pretty good placement on that throw near the 1st down stick. Either way, it goes through the hands of Hughes, incomplete.
Yeah, really surprised here about this Jackson Heights secondary. I know I mentioned kind of a lot of youth, but again, there's a lot of seniors out there. There's Cooper Hewitt, Drake Mallies, Ian Allen, a lot of guys who, again, do have some experience that are out there in that secondary. But here for Riverside, I like that idea. You run some run plays, you get 2 1st downs off the run, go to the pass, and here you look to try to run an option.
Griffin now just 2 for 7 passing for 21 yards. 8:52 to go, 3rd quarter. 21-0 Cobras. 2nd down and 10 for the Cyclones at their own, or I should say the Jackson Heights 49. But now they might be backed up into their own territory. It's a loss. Griffin had nowhere to go. And a great play by Brody Browning, the junior linebacker. It's a loss. Maybe 3 or 4 yards, and now 3rd and long.
Yeah, a scenario where Riverside is able to get out to the exterior, but unfortunately for them, Jackson Heights linebackers are following the ball. They are tracking where it's going. You need a little bit of that trickery in the backfield to mismatch some guys, but right there again, you had all the linebackers flowing right towards, right down the angle here.
Seems like the Cobras, they have got some good bodies they had to replace in the middle of that defense, but they seem a little bit quicker. And they got good speed out there. 8:04 to go, third quarter. Big third down here for the Cyclones. Third and 14 at the 47. They're trailing 21-0. Griffin takes a belt tie snap, and they go right to Elijah Moore, and he gets nowhere. And now thrown down, and that might be 15. And the Cyclones are going to be gifted with an automatic first down on a little bit extra after the play.
I'll tell you what, one, I just want to say, great play design dropped up. They had a triangle diamond design out to the right side with three receivers stacked on each other, maybe showing a screen pass opportunity on a third down long situation. Instead, they handed it off to Woolley. Fortunately, they didn't get the yards like they wanted, but they caught the penalty, which will give them the yards.
It would have been fourth and long instead. First and 10 for the Cyclones. Might be some gassers in the Cobras' practice future next week. A play you just cannot afford to have there. But can the Cyclones take advantage? First and 10 inside the Jackson Heights 40-yard line. 7:49 to go in the third quarter. Cobras 21, Cyclones nothing. Maybe the burst that Cyclones needed to get something going here.
Yeah, they come out same formation, that trip set on that right side receiver stack.
And they give it to the running back straight up the middle to the 35 for a gain of about 4 yards. It's Mason Hayes for that. Nice play for him. Second down and 6 after the pickup of 4 yards. Just the second carry tonight for Hayes. Called a long 3, short 4. Second down to go. 35-yard line here of Jackson Heights. 7:25 clock moving third quarter. Cobras 21 and the Cyclones nothing.
Yeah, well, now it's a play call decision of sending these three receivers. Now they're going to the near side towards the Cobra bench. You're spreading out the defense, allowing a little more room here for your running back to try to get up the middle.
Ball between the hash marks, second down, and a short 7, long 6 here. Griffin, another low snap. They have had issues with the center here tonight, and Hayes gets to the outside, and he's wrapped up and brought down by Titan Eisenbarth, who wrapped him up belt level. And maybe a yard or two at best. Good pursuit by him. It's going to bring up third down and a long 5, short 6.
He had a couple decent blocks by Chase Hewins and Tyzel Harrington, who are lined up on that trips-like diamond set here on this near side. But, again, maybe a chance to try to utilize that. Go for a screen pass, see if Hewins can maybe churn up some yards down the field.
Well, the Cyclones have used a little over 4 minutes so far on this drive. They trail 21-0, approaching the halfway point, quarter number 3, third down and 5 to go. At the Jackson Heights 35, ball on the near side hash, Cyclones operating from right to left. Another low snap, and that's going to be bottled up into the backfield, instantly dropped. Was that Tegan Bauhey in there to make the stop for a loss of 4? Now fourth down and 9.
You know, one thing we haven't mentioned this entire broadcast is the center right now for Riverside. The snaps have just been unoptimal. They've just not been in the area that you want them to be. They've either been too high, too low. They've resulted in a lot of drops by Beckham Griffin, having to kind of scramble, get that ball to his running back. The pacing off, the timing is off, and by then the time you get it to him, well, the Cobras have already slithered their way through that wall of an offensive line. So here, Luke Bennett just needing to get a couple more better snaps to his quarterback.
Well, it's fourth down and 9, all the way back to the 38. Big time play here for the Cyclones. Beckham Griffin running for his life. He can't get anywhere. Down he goes. Another turnover on downs. Just not much doing there. And they had an opportunity. They were gifted a first down on a 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty. But ultimately, the Cobras defense tightens up and gets the ball back.
Yeah, and that was the first big penalty of this game that was called against Jackson Heights. You felt like, okay, Riverside finally finding some momentum. They pick up back-to-back first downs with some run plays. Yeah, Beckham Griffin getting on his legs. You got Elijah Moore finally kind of bodying his big body, you know, using it like a bulldozer. But then Jackson Heights, well, they come in and they set the stand, and they're able to collapse right on top of the Cyclone.
Well, not good for Riverside. They use up over 5 minutes off the clock and come up empty. They're down 3 scores. Pass across the middle, and again, nearly intercepted at the 40-yard line, in and out of the hands on that play. Believe that was Chase Hewins. Boy, he had a great opportunity for the interception. The pass by Mellies to Austin Zeller.
I'll tell you what, Austin Zeller did have his man beat on that inside post route that was aiming at about the 50-yard line. It's a 10-yard out and then cut to the inside. Unfortunately, just led a little too far for that deep safety to almost make that play. But that's the second time this game that Mellies has missed a post route to Zeller.
Second down and 10 at the 37. Clock stopped. 5:20 to go third quarter. Cobras with a 3-touchdown lead. And a nice give up the middle here. And this is going to be Tatum Eisenbarth. He'll get across the 40 to the 41 for a gain of about 4, bringing up third down and 6.
I like that play there from Jack Snyder. A handoff to the wing, a fake to the running back, went for the inside run, a power run. They're able to kind of pull the guard to the left side. Again, big run there for Jackson Heights. Like to see a couple more of those plays in the tough running game.
Third down and 6 yards to go for Jackson Heights. Ball at their own 41-yard line. Under 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Scoreless in the quarter, but Cobra's 21-point lead. Here's Mellies on an outside keeper. He'll cross the 45 and then upend it out of bounds. Shy of midfield. He'll get to the 47. Pretty simple there. Close to the first down. Then he needed 6. And about right on the sticks, he got it. 6.5 is what he gets, Crendon. And a big first down for Jackson Heights.
Yeah, terrific steal down the field, by the way, by Ian Allen around the 50-yard line. Was able to put pressure and kind of stick it to the deep safety and was able to give room for Mellies to get to the outside and get out of bounds.
Mellies now 12 carries, 58 yards, and a touchdown here tonight. First and 10 Cobras, 4:41 to go third quarter. They lead it 21-0 in a fresh set. They go under center this time with Mellies, 3 in the backfield, and straight up the gut, using a little bit of heat there, lowering the shoulder. All 5'6", 145, Brody Browning with a hard-earned 5 yards.
Yeah, Brody Browning, great run, just right at the middle for him. Tackle was brought down by Tyzel Harrington, who was able to wrap up the short and quick tight speed there of Browning.
Use that. Stacked formation in the backfield. They're going to do it again here. Second down and 5. Riverside territory at the 47-yard line at 4:10. Clock moving third quarter. Cobras by 3 touchdowns. And they go right up the gut again for Brody Browning. This time not as successful. Still positive. A 2-yard gain to the 45. It'll bring up third down and 3.
Yeah, just a little wishbone action, trying to run things hard and aggressive. I mean, you're up 21-0, four minutes now left of the third quarter. You're in a situation where you're like, okay, I mean, we don't need to make anything flashy here. We can insert dominance and kind of get this game run down to a wire.
Well, between the two teams, just the third possession total in quarter number 3, Cyclones had it for nearly 6 minutes, came up empty on that last possession. As we got a third down and 3 play, and Mellies is buried in the backfield for a big loss. Could have been worse. It's a loss of 1. Beckham Griffin in on the stop. But back to the 47 for a loss of 2, and it's fourth down and a long 4. You are in Cyclone territory. It is fourth down and a short 5. You lead the game 21-0 with 3 minutes and counting third quarter. The Cyclone offense, really non-existent tonight. What's your call here? What do you think they did?
I mean, I don't think this would be a bad time to maybe use a timeout if you're kind of unsure, or you just know how to delay a game and then punt it. But looks like Jackson Heights are coming out in the punt formation with Zeller. But if I was Riverside, watch out for some trick plays. You got Mellies also in that gunner position, lined up quickly behind the center.
They do belt tie snap it to Zeller. He will boot it away from left to right, and it's going to take a nice friendly bounce, but it's going to be picked up by Harrington at the 15 and immediately dropped. Brody Browning making some plays on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, great job by Brody Browning. Just, again, a junior who comes back here. But man, what a great tackle. Kept himself low, was able to drive the receiver back down into the ground. Again, great defensive stuff there from Browning, I would like to say, though. But great punt, again, by Zeller. He's seen a lot of great punts, and not a bad decision here for Caleb Wick just to make that punt choice, trust his defense. You saw what his defense has done the whole game. I mean, there's a zero on the board for a reason. Trust the fact that you can get the ball right back.
2.5 minutes to go, third quarter, 21-0 Cobras. Cyclones have it first and 10 after the punt at their own 16-yard line. Far side of the field, far hash, Griffin in the gun, Hayes sidecar left. They go that way to Hayes, immediately hit at the line of scrimmage, and spun down for not much. Jace Doyle in on the stop. Maybe a loss on the play of 1, second down and 11. Jace Doyle, great play by the second team all-league selection. So it's going to bring up second down and 11 as we approach the final 2 minutes here in quarter number 3.
Well, I think Riverside, you know, I know that they haven't scored in this quarter coming out of the half, but for the most part, Jackson Heights, you've kept them off the board too, so you've already checked one thing off your grocery list, but well, now you're trying to get to the whole food section, which is all the way down the field.
Under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Clock on the move south. Griffin in the gun, faking a pass far side right. Now he tucks it up, keeps it himself. Brody Browning again rips him down at the knees for another loss back to the 15.
Great defensive mechanics and tackling mechanics we have seen here by Brody Browning. Again, not a very tall defensive player, very big defensive player, but again, one that plays down to his level and is able to get himself low into a defensive player, drive him to the ground, and he has done it back-to-back times now.
Cyclones, KP, they have lived behind the sticks all night long. They have had all sorts of trouble moving the ball and now facing third down and 11 at their own 15. As we approach the final minutes here in quarter number three, Cobras in control at 21-0. See if they can dial something up here. In the gun, another low snap. He picks it up. Griffin wants a shot far side of the field, and it's going to be picked off. No, it's dropped near the 45. Now, it looked like the intended receiver was wearing the wrong jersey, Cooper Hewitt. Boy, that's one that teammates might point that one out in the film room because that should have been an easy INT.
Oh, yeah, absolutely right. The intended target for Beckham Griffin, he tripped down at around the 35-yard line. So he was like, well, I guess I'm going on a go route now, and I'm going to be the one who catches this. But unfortunately for him, he dropped it. But Jackson Heights still getting the ball back here, a 4th-and-11 punt deep inside of Riverside Zone territory.
Another 3-and-out. Cyclones behind the sticks on that drive. They're going to punt it away here late in the third quarter. A low-lining kick and into the hands of Mellies at the 49-yard line. Wants to get outside. 45-40. Cuts it back to his right. Now back to his left. Gets all the way inside the 30, and out of bounds he goes for a near 20-yard punt return by Drake Mellies.
Explosive punt returner. It's dangerous when you get it into his hands. I was wondering if Riverside was going to even try to get it to him. The last couple of times they punted away or punted it at a squib. That time, right to him. Well, you made the mistake because Mellies was able to stretch it down the field, putting Jackson Heights in good setup territory.
So officially inside the 30 at the 28-yard line. About 21 yards on that return by Drake Mellies. Well, neither team has had much success here in the third quarter, but right now it's all Cobras at 21-0. 39 seconds to go in this third. First and 10 here for the Cobras. Little end around, not much. Griffin the first to hit. No ball carrier for Jackson Heights. And Eisenbarth again on the carry. That's Tatum. And nothing doing there. It's going to bring up second and long.
Yeah, we've seen that play work a lot tonight for Jackson Heights, where they run that jet sweep and they get it to a fast guy like Eisenbarth. But as you mentioned, quickly met in the backfield by Griffin. It's all about watching that backfield, seeing where that ball is going to go. Jackson Heights, they used a lot of motion offense last year. Not very surprised if they take it this year as well.
Now they're going to run it down. That is going to be the final play of the third quarter. And Jackson Heights with second down and 10 at the Riverside 28 when we come back. The fourth quarter on the other side, Cobras 21, Riverside nothing. More after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Got a team ready to hit the road? Adding a youthful driver to your auto insurance doesn't have to be scary. We'll help you find the right coverage without breaking the bank. Plus, ask about good student discounts. Protect your team. Protect your wallet. Call SBS Insurance today. The road starts here. Let's make it a safe one.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Pines of Holton. This is Nikki.
Hey, Nikki, can you tell me what the Pines of Holton can offer my relative?
We provide anything from assisted living to end-of-life care. We do around-the-clock care. Our facility is staffed 24 hours a day. We provide a hospital bed with all the bedding, incontinence products, medication administration, bathing, 3 meals a day, and any snacks that are needed.
What do I need to do next?
You should definitely set up a time to come to our facility and meet our staff and see what our facility is like. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final quarter here at Jackson Heights. Cobras 12 minutes away from getting a win to start the year. And right now, it is all Cobras. 21-0, KP. Neither team scoring in that third quarter.
Yeah, you look back at the first quarter, similar situation with Jackson Heights. You know, they started the second quarter with fireworks, and here, well, they're in great position and opportunity here inside the 30 of Riverside territory, and second down and 10, a chance to begin fireworks in the fourth. Second down and 10 for Jackson Heights, leading by three scores, Riverside 28. And now switch sides of the field. Cobras going right to left here in the fourth and final quarter. Eisenbarth in motion. They give it to him on the end around from left to right. He tries to bounce off one tackle, and then he is finished off. Kyler Scott, I believe, finished it off there. It's going to be maybe a loss of a yard. And back to the 30. It's going to bring up third down and 12.
Yeah, Gunnar Kimberlin also in on that play, junior defensive tackle. But, again, just being able to swallow a player like Eisenbach. He's gotten the ball back-to-back times. Now Jackson Knight's trying to utilize his speed. Almost had the chance there with that bounce out. But and you mentioned there, tackling, key importance here from Riverside. We're able to make the wrap.
Correction, that was Kimberlin on the stop. Third down and 12 at the Riverside 30. 40 seconds gone by fourth quarter. Cobras with the ball, leading 21-0. Here is a fake on an end around. Melly's up the middle, angles left, and then he's lifted up off the ground, but not before a solid gain inside the 25 to about the 23. He'll be shy of the first down by about 4 yards. So officially, it is fourth and 5 after a gain of 7 inside the 25.
Another chance for Riverside here to make a big stop. Jackson Heights, a chance to get inside Riverside's own 20 yards if they can pick up this first.
So the Cyclones, they have to get the stop here. Down 3 scores early fourth quarter. Fourth and 5 inside the Riverside 25. Drake Melly's in the gun. He's got Zeller tucked up left. They go that way with Melly getting some good blocks. He's got a first down inside the 20, or at least he's going to be close. The angle was close. It looked like he had it initially. He needed 5 yards, and boy, that line from the official looks very, very close.
We might need to use that new NFL spotting technology
to try to work that one for that level. But we're going to check it out, and I think we're going to get our first measurement of the 2025 season. So it's obviously close enough. And again, if the Cyclones want to have any hope, this needs to go their way.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's a great carry by Melly. Gains it out of the outside. From my angle, I'd say he's about a credit card short, but again, it's kind of hard to see. But man, he really tried to extend himself to the outside. Chain gang's coming out.
Now the chain gang, of course, it's on the near side of the field, and the chain gang has to come all the way from the far side. Fourth and 5 was the play. Melly's was right on the number. Is it going to be enough? It will be. Needed 5. He gets 5, and the length of the football maybe at best. Nonetheless, a first down for Jackson Heights.
Yeah, again, big run there by Drake Melly. And not just the run, but the stretch at the end. His ability to make plays like that is very selfless and is really great.
That was a designed run for him going left. He had Zeller out there, the tight end, making a nice block for him. His receivers have done a great job for him as well. So a fresh set of downs inside the 20. So another red zone trip brought to you by Sarah Fox Team with Stone and Story Real Estate. Play action here for Melly's. Wants a shot. Going for Zeller towards the corner of the end zone. Had a beat on the defender. Just a touch too strong on the throw. Incomplete pass. Second down and 10 at the 17.
Yeah, I know. Great play there by Austin Zeller. Out to the corner out. Had a big beat on Chase Hewins, the corner, leaving him in the dust. Unfortunately, just not able to lead that fade around to that corner. But again, Melly's shaking off a lot of rust here in game number one, but he's made some great passes, great decisions, just needing to clean up that passing game week to week now.
Yeah, just 4 of 10 passing now for Melly's, including 0 for 4 here in the second half, I should say. But second down and 10, clock stop, 10:03 to go in the game, 21-0 Cobras. Here's Melly's on a design keeper. Boy, he is gobbled up and ripped down in the backfield very quickly for a loss on the play. Gavin Schoenfelder. Big-time individual effort for a loss of 2. It's third and long.
Yeah, Gavin Schoenfelder, a young sophomore, but tell you what, he's a big defensive end. 6'3", 230 pounds last season, 34 tackles right there, a big tackle coming up to bring up a third down for the Cobras.
Brought up that meaty paw with the big left hand, snagged the jersey of Melly's and kept the strength up to pull him down for the loss. Third down and 12, back to the 20. And the Cobras, with a 3-touchdown lead, certainly no problem wasting some clock here off the time. Down to 9:20 and moving.
Yeah, this isn't a flashy game.
Might take a timeout here, and they do so.
This isn't a flashy game by all means for Jackson Heights. It's a methodical game. It's a game about strategy, and right now, I mean, it's a great score for them. 21-0, 9:13 left to go. They play this on their side of the chessboard.
Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's homegrown popcorn of Whiting. We'll step aside for a quick 30. 21-0 Cobras facing third and long in the Cyclone 20-yard line. We're back after this here on KMZA.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the timeout, 9:13 to go, fourth quarter. Jackson Heights 21, Riverside nothing. Brandon Tam and Crendon Prophet with you. Kirk Kilman in studio. Out of the timeout, Jackson Heights third and long here, KP. Third and 13 to be exact at the Riverside 20.
Yeah, I'd say for Jackson Heights, don't really break a sweat over here, but make this a fourth and manageable for yourself. Pick up 6-7 yards here.
It will be a designed run here. Melly's trying to get outside the right tackle. Can't do so. Down he goes. Gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Kimberlyn Moore in there. The Cyclones defensive front. No gain on the play. It's now fourth down and 12.
Yeah, I think that's the play that Jackson Heights wanted to run. Just unfortunately not quite executed. Make that a manageable fourth down, but here now it's fourth and 13. We'll see how they try to convert this.
Well, the clock on the move at 8:45. Three touchdown advantage here. We have seen no points in the second half. This was our score. And they're going to set up Austin Zeller here for a 35-yard field goal on the right hash.
I mentioned last year, not a chance to really get kicking. Jackson Heights had a transfer student from Czech Republic, so Zeller didn't really have a chance to show off his leg, but here he's got a chance.
Melly's going for the hold. The kick certainly has the distance, but no good. He went left, so he pulled it. Boy, that had the distance to clear 45-plus, but nonetheless, a little bit off on the accuracy, and it stays 21-0. Cyclones get it back with 8:14 to go, trailing by 21.
Yes.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
3-yard pickup by Beckham Griffin. First play of this drive for Riverside. As we're now officially under 8 minutes and counting fourth quarter, Cobras 21-0. That has been the score since the half. Cobras just missed a 35-yard field goal by Austin Zeller. And now second down and 7 at the 23. 7:44 clock moving in the game.
Well, if you're Riverside, you want to start being quick. Here they come out in the empty formation looking to make some quick passes to get down the field and get this two possessions.
Mason Hayes in motion, and they try to throw it to him out of the backfield, and it's going to be incomplete, thrown straight into the ground by Griffin. Griffin now 0-for-3 passing in the second half and just 2-for-9 in the game. Third down and 7 at the 23 of Riverside with 7.5 minutes to go. 21-0 Cobras.
I think my biggest question here, again, I'm an alumni from Jackson Heights. My curiosity was, what is the defense going to be like this year for Jackson Heights? Already they come out showing great. I mean, they're ringing bells back there in the defensive secondary as well as the defensive line. It's going to be a very exciting year on their side. But I dealt with this downplay for Riverside. Again, the first game of the season, they bring back 11 defensive starters, a lot of guys on offense as well. They have a chance to get clicking, try to get some momentum built at the end of this game.
Hayes in motion from near side to far side. They fake it to him. Griffin gets away from Browning, now takes off running near side, and he's upended. Shy of the 25, he'll get to the 24. Very minimal yardage there. Pursuit by the back end of this Cobras defense. Good all night. Just 1 yard on the play. It's going to bring up fourth down and 6.
Well, if you're Riverside, you're kind of put against the wall here. You got to go for it. Fourth down and six inside your own territory, your own 25, down 21, 7 minutes left to go. There's kind of no other choice here. Can't kick it away. You know, Jackson Knights going to come out, wishbone, a pistol, two back set, and they're just going to run away.
Clock on the move, 6:50 here in the fourth quarter, 21-0 Cobras. Fourth down and 6 yards to go here for Riverside at their own 24-yard line. Time is running out for the Cyclones. Another low snap. It's been an issue all night. Griffin's got time across the middle of the field. Hayes has it. 45-50. Engels outside. Oh, and he slipped over into Jackson Heights territory inside the 45. He'll get to about the 44-yard line. That is a gain of 30 yards on fourth down. Biggest play for the Cyclone offense.
Yeah, great play there. I had a big beat on Tegan Bauhey, the senior from Jackson Heights, over the middle. Great, well-ran post route, executed well, and we saw a tremendous pass completed by Griffin.
Now, for now, the Cyclones hanging around. They needed that one. Now they want to take another shot, far side of the field, and it's incomplete near the 30-yard line. Tyzel Harrington tried to rip it down with the right hand. He taps the chest, says, "My bad, he was open," but the throw was a little high. Second down and 10 at the 44, 6:14 to go in the game. Cobras 21, Cyclones nothing.
I don't know, but Beckham Griffin needs to keep his eyes down the field. And Mason Hayes, again, the guy who just made that big play, he was open down the middle again, had a great beat on the deep post. I think if you're Riverside, you take a look at that and go, I think we just keep going down the field to that guy.
Now I got to take some shots. Down 21, it's 6:14 to go in the game. They have it second down and 10 at the Jackson Heights 44-yard line. And a big fourth down conversion to keep a slim bit of hope alive in this one, but they got to score quick. And second down and 10 inside the 45. Griffin dropping back, big drop back. Now he dumps it to the flat near side, and it's incomplete. Robidoux, not even sure he was ready for that one. Yeah, it's an incomplete pass, third down and 10.
Again, Jace Doyle, Anthony Galata, Sir Peek, Austin Zeller, just working that offensive line unit and crushing, compacting a small department there for Beckham to work with. And it just brings so much pressure that it's hard to make a completion there to the flat.
Clock stopped at 6:09. It looks like we are going to get a timeout on the field, and we do so. Riverside takes it. 6:09 to go in the game. 21-0. The Jackson Heights lead. The timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Step aside for a timeout. Back in a tight 30 here on KMZA.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brandon Tamman, Crendon Prophet, Kurt Kilman with you. 6:09 to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson Heights 21, Riverside nothing. Opening night of high school football here in Kansas. Of course, we'll have our post-game show. We'll get you player of the game, and then Jake and Boss will take over afterwards with their first Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We're seeing some scores kind of pop in and out. Axtell, four-time defending eight-man D2 champs, got a big win tonight. And a couple other intriguing scores, but obviously Jake and Boz will recap it all tonight once we are done here on KNZA. Out of the timeout, third and 10 for the Cyclones. The Jackson Heights 44-yard line, trailing 21-0 at 6:09 to go in the game. They converted a big fourth down on this drive to keep it alive for just a moment. Now big third and long here. Four down territory, of course. Here comes the blitz. Here comes the throw to the near side. It is caught, but minimal yardage there. That throw was in the dirt, but picked up by Hewins. And he gets near the 40, then the 41. So just a pitch and catch into the flat of 3 yards. It's going to bring up fourth down and 7.
Yeah, great pressure off the blitz. Brody Browning, Titan Eisenbarth. And then, of course, in the coverage of the area, Cooper Hewitt making that tackle, that shoestring. That brings up that fourth down.
And the clock continues to move. It's at 5:40. Fourth down and 7 yards to go at the 41-yard line at Jackson Heights. Cyclones need a miracle. They empty it out. Trips, or I should say quad, to the left. Now Griffin steps up into the pocket directing traffic. He was close to the line of scrimmage, and that Pass is caught inside the 20 to the 19. How about that? A gain of 22 yards and another fourth down conversion.
I'll tell you what, two Jackson Heights coaches, three actually, Caleb Wick, Plattner, and Nile, just all pointing at the referees saying Beckham Griffin was past the line of scrimmage by a yard when he threw it. It was kind of hard from my angle, but you're seeing a lot of frustration on this near sideline here by some Cobra coaches.
Well, it sure looked close, but the play stands and now drops into the backfield for a sack. Zeller and Browning in on the sack, double-teaming that one for a loss of two, second down and 12. Just outside the 20, right about the 20, just outside of it, under 5 minutes to go. Cyclones have it, second and long.
You're in go time.
Got to get something going here. Here's Griffin, wants to take a shot, far side into the end zone, jump ball incomplete. Good coverage once again on the back end of the secondary. And Tyzel Harrington, the intended receiver, put his hands up like he wanted a flag, but good defense by the Cobras, third and long.
Inside Eisenbarth, way deep in the coverage there on the play. You need a lot more stops like that.
Well, again, the Cyclones have converted two fourth downs on this drive. It started at their own 20-yard line. They have it at the Jackson Heights 22 at 4:41 to go in the game, trailing 21 to nothing. Griffin again. Four wide receivers to the near side right, one in Harrington left. Here comes the blitz. Stepping up into the pocket, now making a man miss. A lot of room for Griffin. He's going to run. 15, stutters, gets away from a tackle, and he's down near the first down marker at the 10-yard line. So on third and 12, he's going to be pretty close to a first down. Depends on the spot, and it looks like it's going to be a tad short. Needed 12, and he got 11. So fourth and one here coming up, and that stops the action. Timeout Riverside.
Yeah, one of the biggest plays upcoming here for Riverside, which is 4:16 left to go of this game. 21-0, as we've mentioned. It's a big moment here for Riverside to move the sticks, get into the inside the 10-yard line, and get their first score. And, well, put the test to the Jackson Heights onside recovery team from last year.
Yeah, no doubt about that. But down three scores, under four and a half to go. Well, you mentioned last year, Jackson Heights has been in this kind of scenario before. Wasn't the regular season opener by any stretch. So
playoff game.
Not quite a lot as much on the line as compared to the Rossville Wasps. I don't expect to see what we saw last year with 4:16 to go, but... Again, credit Jackson Heights. The defense, phenomenal tonight. Regardless of what Riverside does here, that's really been a key story. And then you had that stretch, basically end of the first quarter to halftime. That was the dominant stretch for Jackson Heights. Outside of that quarter and change stretch, Riverside's defense has been pretty good.
Yeah, we haven't seen scoring from anything.
Yeah,
second quarter.
Zeros on the board.
Zeros on the board. And both teams, man, they have tightened up real well on the defensive side. Linebackers have come down, cracking yard. Defensive lineman plays have been coming through. The corners have been great, being able to get space and make plays. So, honestly, yeah, defensive. It's been a defensive game for both sides. Of course, that second quarter, you can say there's pretty much just all offense on Jackson Heights' side. But I think for Riverside right now, get that score. Get that score. Even if you don't win this game, get the first touchdown of the season against the second-ranked team in the state. Get yourself comfortable. Again, you're facing the second team ranked right now in the state in this class. Get a score. Get yourself some feel-good moments before going on the season.
Well, trying to convert on their what would be their third, fourth down here on this drive. They got fourth and one at the 10-yard line. They're going to give it to Harrington. That ball popped up into the air, and it's going to be short of the line to gain and a turnover on downs, it appears. It is first down, Jackson Heights. They hold.
Man, it has been the stone wall today here for the Cobras as they, again, they have reinforced that line with nothing but steel and obsidian. It has been hard to crack here for the Cyclones.
So Jackson Heights forcing another turnover on downs. They got 4:13 left for win number one. They lead at 21-0. I would expect fairly conservative play calling here as they go wishbone. And a simple run up the middle. Is that ball out? I think it might have been. Nope, never mind. It was a fumble. That's a turnover by Jackson Heights. Kimberlin on the recovery, and Jackson Heights turns it over. There was a lot of bodies in there. Couldn't quite see it. Well, Riverside forcing their first turnover tonight.
Well, sometimes, you know, when you're playing tag, you have to say no tag backs, and fortunately Jackson Heights didn't say that. Riverside able to get the ball right back with a chance to score here. So, again, reset that mentality. Inside the red zone, you have a chance to score again.
Well, Jackson Heights got it back, took all of 5 seconds off the clock, and they turned it over. 21-0 Cobras, 4:08 to go in the game. First and 10 Riverside at the Jackson Heights 15. Find some momentum going into next week. Griffin has all the time in the world in the pocket. Puts it at the right hip, directing traffic, throws it across the middle, and it's well short, incomplete. Second down and 10 at the 15, exactly 4 minutes to go. You get an opportunity to at least find something here.
Yeah, no, there's no bigger opportunity than now. And as I mentioned, whether you're winning this game or you're just trying to find some momentum for the rest of the season, you're playing the number two ranked team in the state, and you just force a turnover on them, you have a chance to put a score. There's, yeah, big chance here. And of course, on the offensive line, you know, start. I'd like to also say this, the center has gotten a lot better. Luke Bennett, he's been snapping a lot more clear and a lot nicer snaps there to back Griffin, and that's been able to produce some cleaner play here in the second half.
Second down and 10, Cyclones at the Jackson Heights 15. You say that, you have to pick another one off the turf, and now this is a busted play and running far side left and down near the line of scrimmage. That play was all sorts of messed up there. That Kobe Kaler, who actually had the possession there, and he got back to the line of scrimmage, but a near disaster there, and it's going to bring up third and 10.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, there you call it the broadcaster jinx. I mentioned that Bennett has been getting a clear snap that
nicely
time.
Nicely done.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, they're understaffed. The quarterback there, nice one.
So Griffin is out. Kaler is in, and he's going to run this one out of the backfield, and he's tripped up at about the 10, inside the 10. It's going to bring up fourth down, but manageable. So Beckham Griffin is out of the game here in the final few minutes. Kaler is in there. He picks up 6 yards, maybe seven. Let's call it fourth and three.
Man, I would really like to know what happened there to warrant Kaler coming in, potentially maybe saving your quarterback or maybe a light sprain, not sure.
Kaler on fourth and fourth to Jackson Heights 9, trying to get away. He breaks one tackle, throws it towards the end zone, and Mellies picks it off in the end zone and takes the knee, and that's going to pretty much do it tonight.
What terrific, by the way, awareness there by Drake Mellies. Jumps up, snatches it, immediately comes down to the knee. He sees the orange line in front of him and goes, okay, if I take a step, I'm going to get hit really hard, and there's no reason for me to go down the one-yard line. I'll put my team in good field position on our own 20 with the Neal. So there you go. Great take, great quarterback, great awareness overall there by Mellies, and that's why he's also a great defensive corner who comes back from this league.
First team all league, first team all state in the secondary for Drake Mellies. His first interception of the season. Believe, correct me if I'm wrong, he had 5 interceptions last year to lead the squad. So final 2:50 here in the fourth quarter. Jackson Heights can run out the clock here, leading 21-0. They go simple run left side, not much. Tatum Eisenbarth being utilized tonight. Fourth carry in the second half after 3 carries for 32 yards in the first half. He maybe got a yard there, second down and 9 at the 20.
Well,
21-yard line, I should say.
Jackson Heights, keep it simple. Let that clock run out. Let that play clock get as low as it can. And then, again, just snap it, get a run play. It's okay if you have to punt it back to Riverside. Once you can get this game under, you know, 2 minutes, you can kind of, you know, say that you've hit that nail in the coffin.
I think Riverside is called off the dogs. I don't think any timeouts are going to be utilized here. I think they just want to kind of reset and get on to week two. Approaching the final 2 minutes, second down and 9 at the 21. Mellies takes the snap. And go Eisenbarth again. Spin it! There he goes! He's at the 45-50, 45-40, 35, and ripped down at the 25-yard line. A touchdown-saving tackle from their own 21 to the Riverside 25. And a late flag on the play as well. The biggest play on offense for either side tonight. And it's on the hands of a 5'7 freshman.
I'll tell you what, I think that's a very dangerous thing that has happened there for every team in this state. For a young freshman like Tatum Eisenbarth to get that first
fresh air, of sprint, of burst, and here he has it at a late moment against Riverside. A big burst of speed down the field. That kid is going to be a staple point in this season here for Jackson Heights. But this penalty here, it's going to get called against Jackson Heights, so I'll back him up.
Well, it's a post-play penalty. So from the spot where Eisenbarth was tackled, officially credited a 64-yard run for the freshman in Tatum Eisenbarth. But 15 on the penalty takes him back to the 39-yard line with a minute 45 to go as Cobras are running it down, leading it 21-0.
Excellent run.
Man in motion near side. Zeller sets. Melly's the snap. Why not keep the ball on the ground? This time it's Titan Eisenbarth with the carry. Shy of the 35 to the 36 for a gain of 3 for Mr. Titan Eisenbarth. His second carry of tonight's game. And we're down to about 10.
It was a nice blitz that did come through by Hunter Hartman for Riverside. Just unfortunate that he couldn't wrap that tackle there. But, yeah, he had some great early penetration through the line. Just couldn't get that tackle.
Second down and 7. Ball just shy of the 35. We're under a minute to go. Maybe one more play or two, and it's going to wrap it up for Jackson Heights as they will start 1-0. Impressive win tonight. They might just go to the knee here. Nelly's under center. Wishbone set, and they do take the knee. Looks like they may have to run one more play. But either way, Jackson Heights, KP, they're going to do it. And it looks like that will be the final play as the final 25 seconds are going to run off the clock. And Jackson Heights picks her a 21-0 win. We get no points in the second half. That late stretch into the first quarter, into halftime, the difference in a Cobra victory tonight.
What a great win for Jackson Heights to start this season. Again, you mentioned points. The entire only points scored in this game was in the second quarter. But Jackson Heights did what they needed to do. They played calm. They played patient. They played disciplined. They played it on both sides of the ball. Even in the second half, offense stayed going in the ways that it needed to. It kept taking time off the clock, and it kept the hands out of the Cyclones.
21-0, our final score. Jackson Heights defeats Riverside in the season opener. And our postgame show is next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Cobras take it. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Are knee problems slowing you down? There's a faster, less painful way to get back on your feet with Jiffy Knee, now offered by Dr. Daniel Simone at Community Healthcare System, the Onega Hospital. Jiffy Knee is a muscle-sparing knee replacement technique that doesn't cut through major muscles like the quadriceps. Instead, Dr. Simone uses advanced tools to gently lift the muscle and slide it aside. That means less pain, faster recovery, shorter surgery time, the same safety features and high-quality implants as traditional surgery, and many patients walk the same day. Call 889-5039 today and schedule your consultation with Dr. Daniel Simone and learn if Jiffy Knee is right for you.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
At Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha, we're not just your average bank, we're your financial partner for life. Farmers, get ready for a bountiful harvest with our exclusive line of credit tailored just for your operation. We have lenders with personal experience in farming and understand your unique needs. You can visit us in our office or we can come to your farm. Come bank with us, your hometown bank, Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Post game tonight brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the biz for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate alongside KP, Crinn & Profit. Kirk Hillman in studio, Jake and Boz geared up for the first scoreboard show of the season. I'm Brandon Tadman. We'll get you there in a little bit, but had a good one tonight. This one had certainly a lot of eyes on it, Crendon. The two teams that topped the Northeast Kansas League last season, Jackson Heights, the reigning champs, Riverside bringing back everyone, going 7-3, the expectations through the roof. But Jackson Heights, 21-0, shutout fashion, off to a good start.
Real quick, I just want to say, imagining Jake and Boz geared up, put some pads on for the Friday Night Fever show, be really funny. But second thing here, good inspiration for tonight's show. But tell you what, we got a show here out on the gridiron from Jackson Heights, 21-0. Again, all that scoring stretch coming from the second quarter. We saw a lot of great bursts from Drake Mellies. But I really want to talk about that freshman there, Tatum Eisenbarth. Man, what a great standout player. Again, when I was writing the preview, I mean, the little bit of nuggets I was giving this, yeah, he might come in, he might get some time in there, and he might get going. He's got going. He went over for 100 yards today, and you look at what he did on the running game, which was great, but you look at what he did as an overall player, as an archetype, really it was impressive. He blocked down the field. He kept his eyes up when he was running the ball. He was great out of the motion game. He was a good receiver, being able to separate the defense. Also, defensively, made great tackles. So overall, as a player, Eisenbarth is a special player coming up and is looking to fill the shoes of his bigger brother who was in this team last year.
Again, this was a 7-0 lead for Jackson Heights at the end of the first quarter. They got that touchdown with just under 2 minutes to go. They had a 66-yard drive, and it was capped off by a Drake Mellies 3-yard run. Mellies also had a 45-yard run on that drive to really set it up. And then second quarter, Jackson Heights, 2 drives, 2 touchdowns. The first, Drake Mellies, 12-yard pass to Austin Zeller, missing the extra point. That was an over 5-minute drive. That took 53 yards, and then after a fumble by Riverside, it was a short field, a 5-yard drive after that fumble by Beckham Griffin, so a 5-yard drive that took under 2 minutes. It took him a couple plays. They actually had a false start, moved him back to the 8, but finagled it into the end zone on a 4-yard pass from Mellies to Sir Peak. Took us to the halftime break at 21-0, and cruise control the rest of the way. No scoring in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned both defenses. Both defenses came here to play. I think, you know, we knew coming into this game this was going to be a dogfight for both teams. Both teams shaking off a lot of rust. A lot of that rust was kind of the arm mechanics on both sides. Both Griffin and Melly's kind of needing to work on some of those passes over the middle of the field. But I'll tell you what, I think that the sky is high for both these teams. Riverside coming out with a 21-0 defeat against the second team ranked in the entire state. I mean, still, keep your head up on your shoulders and be like, okay, we gotta grind out this season week to week. You know, this might be one of the hardest teams that we face this year, and I think Jackson Heights kind of thinks that same mentality. This is one of the hardest teams we probably are going to play this year, and we open the season to them with a very great win.
All right, well, let's get you a few stats. We'll get KP's player of the game here in just a moment, but Drake Melly's the 5'10 senior quarterback, unofficial stats tonight, 18 carries for 66 yards and a touchdown. Passing didn't have to do a ton. He was 4 of 10 in that category, actually 0 for 4 passing in the second half. Really didn't have to do much in that category, but Melly's 4 for 10 through the air, 36 yards and a couple of touchdowns, and then he put it away with an interception on the defensive side in the final minutes. But we talked about the freshman, Tatum Eisenbarth, unofficially 8 carries for 100 yards, and boasted that with a 64-yard scamper unofficially late in the game. Austin Zeller certainly had some eyes on him. He had a touchdown reception, 2 receptions in the game, 17 yards, and that first half touchdown. Couple here for Riverside, Beckham Griffin, 16 carries, 33 yards. He lost 2 fumbles, and then passing 5 of 16 for 76 yards and an interception. This front 7 for Jackson Heights held Elijah Moore, near 1,000-yard rusher a year ago in second-team All-League selection. Moore tonight, 7 carries for 14 yards.
Yeah, no, I think Riverside, again, as the season goes on, they're going to be able to work that running game a little better. Beckham Griffin's going to be able to extend himself outside. I think the exterior blocking is going to get a lot better, too. The snapping needs to get a lot better as well. We saw just so many snaps from the center that just went left, right, up, down. I mean, yeah, they just went everywhere. So, I mean, again, you want them tight to the chest, easy for the quarterback to get, and you want those easy handoffs to your running back. I'd also like to mention, I'm jumping on the Cobra Channel next week. It won't be on any radio, but I'll be having that coverage here with the Cobra Channel as they take on Mar Hill next week. I'm looking forward to, as this team continues on this season, because, again, this is a big team that, you know, fell in disappointment last year to themselves, and they put that on their hearts, and they want to come back and have a good season.
All right, let's get our player of the game brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. I kind of have a feeling here you're going with.
Yeah. Pretty easy. I mean, I'm going to go with Drake Melly.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Drake Melly.
I'm surprised. I thought you were going to give it to the freshman.
I was going to give it to the freshman, but I think, you know, that freshman's going to have a lot bigger games down the line, and he's going to have a lot more bigger moments. But I feel like you start this season off, and you see your quarterback lead the team. He had the interception. I mean, it's kind of hard not to give it to a guy who had an interception, who had two touchdowns, passing. He also had that 50-yard run that bursted. I mean, he's the one who really got this game going. He completed a fourth down. Again, I know Jake's in my ear telling me that, you know, the freshman
is going to give you something.
I know. I'll take the grief, and I will take the grief on it. But I think you start the season, your quarterback commands the team. He's the reason you won this game. But you have a shining star and a young freshman who is going to be very great down this road for this team this season.
All right, Drake Melly's our player of the game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. But honorable mention for sure, Tatum Eisenbarth,
oh, yeah.
8
Definitely.
Carries, 100 yards, including a 64-yard scamper to help put that game away in the fourth quarter. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us here on KNCA. Hard to believe, brother. Week 1 is in the books. Jake and Boz gearing up for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We'll have recaps from not just this game, but all of our games across our channels and our stations tonight. We've seen a few scores, maybe a couple surprises here and there, and some maybe quite expected, but they will go through it all on the Scoreboard Show here in just a matter of moments. So that's going to wrap it up for us. Again, our post-game coverage tonight brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Our Week 1 final here on KNCA and the Cobra Channel, Jackson Heights 21 and Riverside nothing. Week 2 on Friday night next week, Riverside, their first road game, will be at Moorhill Mount Academy. Riverside will have their first home game as they host Atchison County.